Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome and thank you so much for joining us today. I almost didn't make it on air on time because I just shot a special 10-minute video that we're going to post at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube in the next hour and a half, where I lay out the basics of the fraud of the people pushing the entire climate change cult. And I want today to break down the latest developments in a story that broke Friday. ClimateGate. Hackers leak emails, stoke climate debate. It's the internal emails between the head UN-affiliated university, Goddard Space Center, you name it, the University of East Anglia in Eastern England, to defraud the public, to engage in fraud, and to show that the earth is heating when it's actually been cooling. This is the equivalent of having the Death Star plans. But having the plans is only half the battle. You've got to mount an assault on the Death Star now. A detailed report has been written by Paul Watson at prisonplanet.com. It's also posted on Infowars.com, and it is of the greatest import. This is one of the most important stories we have ever covered. This is one of the most important stories that we have ever gone over here together. This is so huge, so important that I have trouble even covering it, trouble even having words to describe all the different angles, all the different facts, all the pieces of material involved. This is so incredibly good. This is so amazingly powerful against the enemy. But at the same time, I become nauseated, enraged, disgusted by these same con artists, Al Gore being the chief among them, George Soros and the rest of them running around spinning this right now like it's no big deal. So we're going to break it all down today. ClimateGate, ladies and gentlemen. Call for independent inquiry into ClimateGate as global warming fraud implodes. And to say it's imploding, it was already imploding, it is incinerating. But these criminals aren't going to stop. They have bet everything on the global carbon tax. This is the main taxing mechanism of the world government. We had better do this right. We had better handle this right. All info warriors, stand by at battle stations. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission, our presidency, is one of hope, supported by acts and by deeds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, November 23rd, 2009. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are going to have wide open phones throughout the full 4 hours of transmission. And I would certainly hope that listeners would want to call in discussing the death blow to the climate fraud cult who created this monstrous fraud over the last 3 decades to openly set up world government and a global taxation system to destroy the nation states, to destroy the industrial nations, and to bring in world government. This is their own quotes. I just played you Von Rumpy, the new head of the EU, openly saying they're going to use this for global government, global governance, and use the Copenhagen Treaty to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, in front of me, I have a list of typed notes I created this morning of points I want to go over. This is ClimateGate. The hacker leaked emails from the head UN-affiliated university that has supplied all the UN's main data in collusion and fraud with the Goddard Space Center and others. The emails are real. They are confirmed to be real. All the key UN data comes from this source. They would not show their data in the past, even though they were sued to release it. This is scientific fraud and persecution of scientists and scientific institutions that engage in real science. This is like Piltdown Man. In fact, will you go to the encyclopedia and print me Piltdown Man and other? Google the 10 greatest scientific frauds in history. They have online universities that will show when people would get the jaw of a pig and cram some human teeth in it. Or they would glue the head of a monkey on a fish and say it was a merman baby. That's all Al Gore is. He's the mega example. He's the ultimate paramount example on a global scale of when you're driving along in Arizona or East Texas and you pull into a snake farm and they've got jackalopes, rabbits that have antlers glued onto their heads and they tell you it's real. Or they have mermen and merwomen, monkey heads with monkey arms glued on to a carp. Or Piltdown Man. There's so many of these cases in the last 100 years where different fraudulent scientists would go dig up an archaeological site and then plant in it monkey bones, ape bones, pig bones, and say it was humans. We're going to cover Piltdown Man coming up today. This is the only way to address these criminals, is to come right out and say, we know what you are. See, notice they said from the beginning, no debate is allowed. All scientists on Earth, hydrologists, climatologists, meteorologists, solar experts, they all agree it is carbon dioxide from human activities that's warming the Earth, and they agree a warming Earth is bad, and they agree that the polar bears are all drowning and that all the major cities will flood, and they produced full-length feature movies like The Day After Tomorrow, where giant tidal waves destroy New York City. And they said no one disagrees. There's not one scientist. And then tens of thousands of scientists a year. 31,000 this year alone, top scientists wrote registered letters and a petition to Congress and were told they couldn't even have their evidence entered in record and only Al Gore could testify. So even if you believe man-made global warming and it's bad, and you believe in a global tax and world government, even if you're an idiot out there who follows all this, don't you understand it's a lie to say that the science is in, everyone knows, everyone agrees, everyone understands, everyone is in agreement that the earth is warming and that it's bad and that we're all going to drown? That'd be like if the former vice president got up and said, Piltdown Man is real, and no scientist, no archaeologist disagree with it. That's not how science works. Piltdown Man. The Piltdown Man is a famous paleontological hoax concerning the findings of the remains of a previously unknown early human. The hoax find consisted of fragments of a skull and a jawbone collected in 1912 from a gravel pit at Piltdown, a village near Uckerfield, Essex, England. The fragments were thought by many experts of the day to be fossilized remains of the hereto unknown form of early man, the Latin name Darwin's Dawn Man, after the collector Charles Darwin was given the specimen. The significance of the specimen remained the subject of controversy until it was exposed in 1953. See, it took 40 years, 41 years for the hoax to come out. And see, by then they would have had global government. This is a Piltdown Man where they run a big scam and say, you've got to pay us tax money and let us regulate all carbon and tax your TVs and your dog and more than one child. And we've got to run your life and you've got to have a carbon credit card and everything you do has got to be tracked. And when you go above your carbon credits, more taxes kick in. This is all being announced. And a global government has to have control over all scientific development in the world or the earth will be destroyed. And only our select banker buddies can be allowed to develop any technology or the earth will die. Everyone will die. We'll all drown. You see, we can't wait 41 years to expose this Piltdown Man. The significance of the specimen remained the subject of controversy until it was exposed in 1953 as a forgery consisting of the lower jawbone of a pig that had been deliberately combined with the skull of a fully developed modern human. The Piltdown hoax is perhaps the most famous paleontological hoax in history. It has been promoted for two reasons. The attention paid to the issue of human evolution and the length of time, more than 40 years that elapsed from the discovery to its full exposure as a forgery. Ladies and gentlemen, I can announce to you that November 2009 was the month that the climate Piltdown Man hoax was exposed. Now, it may take a year or two more till this is fully admitted, until people go to jail or lose their tenure. We can't wait that long. They will pass Copenhagen. They will pass the global government treaty that the U.S. isn't allowed to get out of unless all members agree. It's a straitjacket. They will pass the climate change global tax bill in the Senate this month. If we don't just absolutely go wild and get this information out to everyone. But to Kurt Nimmo, to Steve Watson, to Paul Watson, to Aaron Dykes, my writers, and to all of our listeners, we need to go through all these emails. We need to write articles breaking down the points I just made, tying it in with previous scientific fraud, because we have them. Now, the media is running a multifaceted disinformation campaign. The Washington Post, BBC, and others have headlines like, oh, emails show that pro-global warming forces had a lot of anger for people that didn't believe it. And then you read later in the bottom of the article, oh, by the way, the emails say they forged documents, forged climate statistics. That should be the headline. Some of the other spin we're seeing is for the media to say, well, these emails haven't been authenticated. But see, the scientists who were in the emails got contacted by the media before they got their story straight And the university admits they were hacked, they were taken, and here is the absolute key. Listen to me carefully. They have responded to their quotes in the email saying that they did write it, but that it's being misconstrued or taken out of context. So they themselves, that's why it's so important with police when they're doing an investigation that they talk to the perps, that they talk to the suspects quickly before they make up a story. They have admitted it is their emails. Now, let me tell you what the UN and what the big banks are going to do who have tens of trillions riding on this. And believe me, I'm not giving them ideas here. I had to think about whether I wanted to do this or not, but they've already thought of it, I guarantee you. Within days, if it's not already happened, they will insert fake emails, not in the original WikiLeaks group. Those have been confirmed. They will insert time bombs, poison pills of fake data into there, and the media will suddenly cover all of that. Did you know cold fusion's been confirmed over 200 times by major universities and research firms? But first the media came out and claimed a hoax had been perpetrated in the late 1980s, so that ever after, no one ever paid attention to the fact that cold fusion was discovered. The problem is it's really hard to get power from it and to be able to isolate it. So I've done the original, a ton of research on it. It creates really small amounts of energy, so it's not even that big of a deal. It's just the issue is that's how the big energy companies killed this discovery, was by setting up a whole stage deal where they claimed a real discovery was a hoax and made jokes about mayonnaise jars. They will do this because, let me tell you, this will kill them. This will kill their hoax. We have it, and they're not getting out of it because they screwed up and admitted the emails were theirs. Oh, man, we have got them now. Stay with me. This is ClimateGate. If we deploy this powerful truth weapon properly, it is going to devastate these people. They were already on the defensive as the UN and its major university science continue to be proven as a fraud, but they kept spinning it saying there is no debate, we've made no mistakes, and then later they would admit they made mistakes, and they went from global warming now to climate change. White House and UN memos have come out in the last 3 months where they said we've got to tell the public it's our deteriorating atmosphere. There's a wild card in all of this. It's now declassified that the U.S., Chinese, Russian, and other governments have powerful weather modification systems, so they can also carry out some weather terrorism to scare people and say, oh, look, we've got to have a global government and a global tax, or the global mafia will turn loose the weather machines on you. Of course, they won't openly say that. They'll just say, oh, my gosh, look what just happened. And, yes, that's all over the news now that they have those systems. But this is scientific fraud. But a whole other issue with these leaked, hacked emails is that most of the emails are centered around how to persecute scientists, how to get scientists fired. They are discussing in these emails how to persecute people, how to get people fired, how to get journals boycotted, how to get funding cut. I mean, this is criminal, ladies and gentlemen, clearly. To collude between major research institutions funded by government, to collude together to punish and persecute and witch hunt and use terms like climate denial. Oh, you think the Nazis weren't bad? You're like, what does that have to do with climate change? Oh, you're denying the Holocaust. What does Al Gore always say? You say, hey, I don't want socialist health care. Oh, you don't like black people. Socialism's code for you don't like blacks. Had nothing to do with it, but they inject it in as a brutal social tool to create a chilling effect. Most people are scared of being called racist. So you say, hey, the sun's what mainly heats the earth, and it's gone into a cooling period. And so the earth's now cooling off. All the major weather stations show it's cooling. Shut up. The science is in. Well, wait, your scientific data doesn't match up with people that went and independently checked the weather stations from Russia to the United States, from Antarctica to the Middle East, to Africa, to Latin America. Let us see your climate data, because, you know, we went to the universities and governments that collected the data that you say you use, and it doesn't match what you say. And they go, shut up, deniers. You're on the payroll of the oil companies. Actually, the big oil companies are financing the climate change movement. Open any major magazine and you see BP, ExxonMobil ads, Dutch Roll Shell ads. You see them on billboards everywhere, in airports everywhere, saying we've got to have the global carbon tax. I mean, they're funding it. Just like the insurance companies wrote the healthcare bill. And the only real socialist in the House, the guy that admits he's a socialist, Dennis Kucinich, came out and wrote an article titled "Healthcare Bill is a Bailout to the Insurance Companies." And he voted against it, saying it's all a fraud. Of course it's a fraud. The insurance companies wrote the healthcare bill as a way to rob people and force them to get insurance. It has nothing to do with taking care of the American people. But see, the media then says, oh, the insurance companies are against this. The healthcare companies are against this. And then the mainline public, who's anti-establishment, you know, they've at least figured that out. They get conned and suddenly start cheerleading for it. Same thing with this tax. I am almost without words right now. This is so good what's happened. But at the same time, the media spin is to only focus on the mean things they called other climatologists and hydrologists and meteorologists. And then the media ignores the parts, even though in some of the articles they have the quotes where they say, we got to get these people fired. We got to persecute them. We got to get their funding pulled. We got to get them banned from academic journals. We got to boycott this journal. You know, I'd like to beat this guy up. The media is focusing on statements like that instead of the statements in these emails between British and U.S. scientists in the UN. We're going to go over these today. In fact, get me Paul Watson. He is one of the leading experts we've got in this office because he's obsessed with this even more than I am. He's written the big detailed article. Get me Watson on at about 40 after. I want to get his quick take because I know his article has all these quotes. I've got them here in front of me, but I'm almost beside myself right now because it's the best of times. It's the worst of times. This information's coming out right now when we have a chance to stop all this. But the people that have carried out this fraud, it looks like, aren't even going to get in trouble. We need to call for them to be nailed to the wall. The problem is the same government that would prosecute them is behind all this.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the equivalent, with a Star Wars analogy, of Boffin spies stealing the Death Star plans. But that doesn't do anything if we don't mount an assault with our X-Wings. If we don't mount an assault with our X-Wings. Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. I'm going to try to calm myself and later in the next hour go through these emails, go through these documents. This is so huge. These people should have police raiding them right now because they're calling for how to intimidate, how to shut down scientists, how to get people kicked off journals, how to boycott journals, how to behind the scenes intimidate scientists with their research funding. But that's only part of it. You have a global government openly being announced. The carbon tax, Ban Ki-moon 3 weeks ago, Secretary General of the UN, saying the carbon tax in Copenhagen is the key to funding the global government. We have Von Rumpy, the new head of the EU, calling for global government, global governance, and saying the carbon tax is the key to all of it. I just played the clip earlier. If we're able to discredit this as a total fraud, see, it's a cult. That's why they have the National Football League and the National Baseball and Soccer Leagues and the UN and all the major sitcoms and dramas and the school kids being brainwashed, all of them being told, you must accept this. Humans are bad. We must tax you. I have mainstream news articles today, the London Guardian. Global body needed to direct green technology. Developing nations call for UN body to police battle on climate change. See, the global government will tax and regulate and police what humans exhale 5.5 pounds a day of carbon dioxide. Paul Watson, I want to get your take on how big this is, the articles you've written, what you, your brother, and Kurt and Emma are doing at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I also want to go with the angle of other scientific frauds in history, but how this one is worse. You know, scientists would make up a fake missing link to make a bunch of money. This is big banks, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and others. On record, the number one funders, George Soros, openly funding this to have taxes paid directly to them. Of course it's a fraud. And they know it's a fraud. You know, Rush Limbaugh calls them environmentalist wackos. Yeah, they're crazy like a fox. No, they're not wackos. They're in charge of the planet because they're slick criminal con artists. In fact, play Al Gore right now. Here is Al Gore calling for global governments, and then I'll play Von Rumpy again, and then I'm going to play Gordon Brown for all of you. Here is Al Gore.
But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements.
All right.
But the many business leaders who have been.
And there
present,
he goes. Then he goes into how the business leaders are all going to make money. See, the UN openly states they will decide, and private boards they certify, run by Al Gore and others, will decide what technologies can be developed, who can have a company, who will be taxed. This is a totally managed economy through the rubric and the pretext of climate change. Here is Von Rumpy, Bilderberg member, new EU president.
By a joint effort in our, and between our countries, 2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
Okay. What did I say? That's his speech last Thursday. What did I say last October when they passed the banker takeover bill? I said it's a banker takeover. They're going to pass the global carbon tax. It will be paid directly to them. That's now all been admitted because I'm reading their own documents. This is it. This is the year of global governance. And I told you it's dead on arrival. That's why they're saying they want to arrest people that disagree with them. Now, here is Gordon Brown.
Distance to redress the balance of the old. In 1990, another old world ended, dominated by the Cold War, and people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order.
All right.
And what was not foreseen then...
And under this new world order, you have a private group of banks, Ponzi scheme. This is just a bunch of Madoff-Ken Lays. It was actually Madoff and Ken Lay. It was Ken Lay with Al Gore that came up with this whole plan. It's an outrageous hoax. It's an outrageous fraud. Now we have the internal emails of the head UN scientist talking to the head US UN scientist at NASA about how to fake graphs and engage in fraud. And I want to say again, the media is trying to spin this saying, oh, we don't know the emails are all real. The university admits they were stolen, and the people quoted in the emails were dumb. They talked because this blindsided them and said, well, yeah, I said that, but it's taken out of context. They are confirming themselves. It's real. This is incredible. Paul Joseph Watson. It is so painful every day to watch these criminals engage in fraud, to watch Al Gore saying his movement is religious, which the UN planned the 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment. This is their global religion. It's going to be a religion. You're a heretic if you don't go along with it. They know the power of religion to control populations. They're calling him an eco-prophet, the thinking man's thinking man. What he is a con man, and his new plan for the planet is for he and his buddies to run everything, a guy who has a 20-bedroom house, but says you shouldn't be able to have more than one child. Paul Watson, your thoughts on this, and let's go through it. Is this not devastating, and should we not retriple our efforts right now to get this out to everyone before their spin machine muddies the water?
Well, you're right, Alex. It is devastating, and specifically because it comes just a few weeks before this Copenhagen Climate Conference, which which was already on the ropes. I mean, they were admitting beforehand that they were not going to get anything pushed through in regard to the movement towards this global carbon tax. But now, I mean, it's for the moment, it's being completely derailed by these bombshell revelations, despite the fact that the establishment's in whitewash overdrive, trying to do the equivalent of sticking their fingers in their ears and saying, nah, 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 we're not listening, that the evidence is in, it's being decided. When these emails clearly illustrate how these climate scientists, which are closely affiliated with the UN IPCC, conspired to, quote, hide evidence of falling temperatures.
Well, Phil Jones, the head guy at this East Anglia University in Eastern England, he is listed by the UN as the chief scientist who developed the original data. And remember, he'll never release the data. I mean, this isn't some backwater guy. This is the head guy talking to all the other top scientists about how to shut down debate, how to persecute people, and how to engage in scientific fraud. This is outrageous.
And how to use their cronyism and influence with Freedom of Information Act officials to prevent them from being forced to release information.
Oh, my God. I've got to stop you. That's why I love having you on. You make me think. Right there, Paul. We got to have a blurb out by your brother or somebody right now pointing out that you can't trust the government to investigate them, because there they are admitting the racketeering with the government to block Freedom of Information Act requests in the U.S. and England to when people tried to get their data, because other scientists did the research, called up the weather stations where they claimed they got their data, and it turned out it was fake. That's why hackers went in there, because they knew it was a fraud. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this was climate skeptic websites, one in particular, who filed Freedom of Information Act requests to get data that they produced. And the emails reveal that these CRU officials at the university, well, I'll just quote the email, it speaks for itself. It says, quote, when the FOI request began here, the FOI person said we had to abide by the request. So they were told they had to provide the information. Then it says, quote, it took a couple of half-hour sessions to convince them otherwise. Once they became aware of the types of people we were dealing with, everyone at UEA became very supportive. I got to know the FOI person quite well and the chief librarian who deals with appeals. So they got cozy with the Freedom of Information Act officials, and they didn't have to comply with the request, which in itself is a justified request.
Well, of course, government wants all these taxes, and the UN and the private banks have told local counties, cities, parishes, every economic level, they're going to share in the stolen booty, the loot.
Right, and that's,
I mean, Paul, they're in the U.S. and British news and European news, as you know, saying, remember I had that big climate scientist on 2 years ago who got some big prize because he called for everybody to be given a climate ID card with ration creds on it, and they're now pushing that? I mean, it's actually happening, Paul.
Well, Alex, it's already been happening in Britain for the past 3 years. Whenever you sell your house, you have to pay a new tax, which costs about £500 when I paid for it, which is about $800-$900. So just to sell your house, you have to have an energy efficiency audit, which tells the buyer of your house how energy efficient your home is.
And in our own bill in the U.S., it's the same in Europe, they're going to keep raising it to where no home can do it, and then they're going to have home inspections and condemn your house with no judge or jury, no recourse, no due process, and take your home.
Right, and in Britain, this is an EU directive, so the money goes to the EU. So on top of that, Van Rompuy and all the others are calling for a euro tax. They're calling for a global carbon tax. They've already got one, and they want more. And the engine of this is going to be, you know, the engine of world government is going to be the carbon tax.
And by the way, that's no longer our opinion. It was never our opinion. We had their own documents. Now they're openly announcing it everywhere that this is world government run by them, and they're going to run our lives and one-child policies. I mean, this is so outrageous, Paul. What do you think should come of all this? I mean, what do you think's worse, the fraudulent data and lying and cooking the books, or trying to persecute and fire people that dared question these sickos?
Well, the cooking of the science is the most important aspect, and after that, the intimidation of the peer-reviewed journals to keep skeptical reports out of the journals, and that was another conspiracy they engaged in. And then you've got the threats against climate skeptics, the celebration. There was a famous climate skeptic that died, and they celebrate his death in their emails.
God, I mean, these are evil people.
But it's not as important as the concrete examples where they talk about faking data. What the establishment media seems to have done is obsessed about the, quote, you know, rancor amongst climate scientists, when the real issue is the bombshell revelation that they fake the evidence. What should come of it is a rigorous investigation. That's what Inhofe called for this morning. He wants a rigorous investigation of the UN IPCC, because it's closely affiliated to this university. And he says if it doesn't happen within 7 days, then he's going to lead the call for an investigation. Even pro-man-made global warming advocates admit, in The Guardian today, Bob Ward, director at Grantham Research Institute on Climate Change, he's a pro-man-made global warming advocate, and even he says that there needs to be an investigation. But on the flip side, you've got people like the British Met Office, which is, again, closely affiliated with this university, who just stick their fingers in their ears and say, the evidence is proven, man is driving climate change, and that's the end of it. And they don't even try to explain the fact that they're caught in these emails conspiring to engage in fraud.
So you have the government involved in fraud with this chosen pet university that even AP admits is the top group supplying the UN, and then the second most powerful Goddard Space Center is involved with them. This is off the charts, Paul. I mean, we have got to maximize this information and make sure that people get the full import of it. You've written a key article, Call for Independent Inquiry, Climategate as Global Warming Fraud Implodes. This detailed article you've done gives people a wide spectrum breakdown. We've got a video going up on YouTube, 10 minutes long, that I shot this morning, that everyone must get out, a maximum total alert. You want to beat these people? Number one, start believing we can beat them. Number two, know we're telling the truth. Number three, get the facts. Number four, take action with the facts. Number five, never stop, never surrender, never give one inch. Just keep clawing and bashing and headbutting and slamming into these criminals. Do you understand that EcoScience, written by the White House science czar, admits they're spiking your water with poison? How many things have we been right about? You understand the magnitude of these killer control freak eugenics cult that want to set up a global tax, a global authority to shut down resources so you can't afford to have children and so they can institutionalize everyone? Do you understand this is the most diabolical thing we've ever faced? Do you understand me? I want everybody to go completely ape. We have them. We have just punched them in a boxing match. They're dizzy right now with cut eyes and blood coming out their nose. Savagely ram your fist with full power in the InfoWar into them. And when you get them down, stomp their guts out. This is InfoWar, toe-to-toe combat. We can bring them down. This is the key. This is their, Paul, this is the key to the entire global system. This is the key. They admit in their own documents, in their own statements, it is the key to funding their entire operation. We have got a good chance of smashing these people right now, Watson. Go ahead.
That's right. And I mean, we're up against the most juvenile base-level propaganda. There's a video out today from a global warming alarmist group called Plain Stupid, which shows it's a quite sophisticated video. It's a scene of apartment buildings and high-rise towers, and it shows polar bears dropping from the sky and splattering on the ground, CGI polar bears.
Hey, you need to find that other video that won the Berlin Film Festival, where it shows humans as a disease that spread off the planet and destroy the universe. This is all human-hating scum by a bunch of control freak degenerates.
And, I mean, don't forget where this began. I mean, where it was really advanced was out of the Club of Rome report in 1991, where they said that they needed to create this threat, the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, famine, water shortages would fit the bill. quote, all these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changed attitudes and behaviour that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. That's what they wrote, the Club of Rome, and out of that came Maurice Strong and Al Gore and the carbon trading systems that will boss the global carbon tax that they own.
Yeah, Paul, I'm going to come back with five more minutes with you, and I'm actually going to bring you up. You're just going to host it for 5 minutes, so I want you people to make your points on what their master plan is, your ideas to beat them. In the next segment, I'm going to come back and take calls, try to settle down. But can you find the video where they show humans as a disease that must be killed? Also, the video where they teach kids in Australia on ABC News to commit suicide? I mean, I want people to know this is these people are so evil. That's why I'm freaking out. As a primitive human, it doesn't mean I'm not intelligent. I'm just my head screwed on straight. I'm like a dog growling at an intruder. I just am overwrought. Paul, we're going to come back up. You're going to co-host. You're going to go solo for 5 minutes in the next short segment. Then I'm going to come back. You hit them hard with the latest info. Don't forget, you can get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, Watson, you got 5 minutes. Take it away. Then it's wide open phones next hour, and I'm going to try to calmly go over this. This is a private group taking full control of the entire planet. They're brainwashing your children in public schools, universities, television right now. Not only must we defeat the Copenhagen Treaty, they're using the states in the U.S., like California, to implement this. It's already implemented through the EU. Sure, we're striking a big blow, but this is only the beginning. Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, and what's important to emphasize is the fact that this is coming from the top. I mean, maybe you can take 20, 30 years ago, you could say that the environmental movement was primarily a grassroots movement. But before long, it was seized by the elite and ever since has been used towards their own aims. I mean, in the 70s, people were concerned about global cooling, and that was in Newsweek. This movement has been used for the benefit of the global elite in whichever way they see fit at whichever time. So now it's about global warming, which is why even though, as is clearly documented by any temperature graph, since 1998, global temperatures have dropped and the Earth is on a path of global cooling. Anybody can see that. But they're already so deeply invested into this system of man-made climate change and everything, all the bounties that they reap as a result of that belief being the consensus, that they are now fully committed and they cannot allow the credibility of that thesis to be debased or discredited in any way, which is why you see the reaction to the bombshell revelations on Friday about these emails, the hacked emails being released, showing that scientists agreed to conspire and collude in faking and manipulating data to, quote, hide the decline in global temperatures, to hide the fact that the Earth is on a course of global cooling. It's always come from the top, and in recent years we've seen this. In 2007, the Trilateral Commission, which is, of course, one of the three pillars of the New World Order in pushing global government in alliance with the CFR and, of course, the Bilderberg Group, they met in 2007 to talk about how they could further exploit global warming to build a global government. And the key proponents of doing that were people like Peter Sutherland, who is the head of British Petroleum, a major oil company, as well as people from ExxonMobil. So you get this constant charge that people who are skeptical of man-made global warming are being funded by oil industry titans, when in fact it's the opposite way around. Those same oil industry kingpins regularly attend these globalist confabs where they push for exploiting global warming, exploiting the fear-mongering to push the agenda for a global carbon tax and a world government. Because it's not the oil companies that are going to be paying the carbon tax on fuel. It's the consumer. They don't care. If anything, they'll make more money out of it. And, of course, the people that own the carbon trading systems that will come into force the Club of Rome introduced this artificial threat. People like Al Gore, people like N.M. Rothschild, they're the ones that are going to be making the majority of the money out of these carbon trading markets. And, of course, they're the ones pushing the global warming alarmism. So when Alex gets back, he will continue to delve into this and explain how we need to push this to the maximum to claim back some of the ground that has been gained by the global warming alarmists via their continued and ceaseless brainwashing.
Absolutely. Great job, Paul Watson. Continuing reports at InfoWars.net, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. Everybody get Paul's article from today. Get it out to everyone you know. Let's expose these people.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know some stations just joined us. Incredible news for the rebellion against tyranny, to the resistance. Wonderful news for the resistance. These leaked hacker emails that came out last week started getting big national attention Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I salute the hackers, the creatures that wrote the emails, the highest levels of universities, NASA, and the UN, admit that they were hacked and that this is their emails. They made the mistake of coming out and saying, oh, well, you're just misinterpreting our emails. We have them now. I want to take your phone calls, and then calmly at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to break down the entire picture on this situation. And then I got a bunch of other incredible flu news, economy news, gold news, police state news. It's just all off the charts. World government news. It's just insane. Let's talk to Bill in Vegas. Bill, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. You know, it's just like you say in Fall of the Republic. Al Gore has got to be the greatest con man of all times.
Oh.
You know, it seems his only purpose is to expedite jobs out of America and steal as much money from the people while he's doing it.
What did Maurice Strong at the UN officially say? They want to destroy our jobs, to make us destitute, and, quote, destroy industrial society.
That's right. But listen, I have some good news. We had a tea party here in Vegas. Dr. Horowitz was there. He saw my InfoWars. He came up. He hugged me. He's the most intense, passionate, one of the most intense people I ever met. Very passionate, a real patriot. I mean, the guy came up and hugged me because he saw my InfoWars.
No, he's very, very intense. Very good.
Right, right. And also, I'm going to tell you, I was at a tea party a couple of months ago, and some of the same right-wingers that I was arguing with are now coming up and talking to me. I mean, it's definitely turning
around. So they're not denying world government, but see...
Right, right.
But see, Rush Limbaugh has always told them it didn't exist, and so now they're having trouble. They're going, but it's being announced on the news as a good thing. Rush, how does it not exist?
Right, yep. And also, I go out on the strip with my microphone and a little amplifier, and I talk to people on the strip, you know, at a crossing thing where there's a lot of people accumulating.
Beautiful.
And less people are laughing at me, and more people are even standing there missing the light to hear what I'm saying.
Exactly. And as our buzz, whether you talk to one person or 100 a day, with a blog, with an access show, with the local radio show, most stations are begging for locals. Just say you'll do it for free. You'll go in, light their phones up, you'll end up with a weekday show. Everybody, you don't know till you've tried. We've just got to get the truth out there, and it smashes lies.
Don't be afraid to get it out. Don't be afraid. That's what they want. They want us to be scared to death. I'm not scared of them one bit. It's give me liberty or give me death.
Well, Bill, I'm going to come back and go to Kerry, Lance, Nathan, Wilson, and others, but I want to say this to you. I am genuinely so excited. I'm literally running around in circles, jumping up and down during the breaks, because we forget, last week, it's going to a full vote. They got 311 votes. It's going to pass the House to audit the Fed, and it's a good bill. The House tried to strip the strong provisions out. An audit of the Fed will destroy the private bankers. I mean, sir, do you realize the magnitude of the victories we're starting to have?
Wow, I can't wait. It's mostly due to you, Alex, I'm going to tell you that, and the people you influence.
Well, God bless you. I mean, how excited are you? I mean, it doesn't mean we're even winning the fight, but we're in the fight. And the people are starting to realize that if they just stand up and take action, we can beat these people. It's just like a bully. And I know most of you had bullies beat you up when you were 10, 11, 12 years old. The 14, 15, 16-year-old bully would be waiting for you at the baseball field. And the first few times it was scary, but it's not scary once they punch you. Then you're angry, and pretty soon you're on top of them breaking their nose. And it's the same. It's the same spirit. Look, we're going to beat the daylights out of these people. A man in the wrong can't keep a coming against a man who's in the right. You cannot beat somebody who's in the right when they are focused and angry. Nothing can stop us if we just give them a fight.
That's it. Thank you, Alex. I love you.
Oh, my. I love you, too, man. I know we can beat these people. That's why they hate me so much, because I know the power of the human spirit. Oh, man. I don't even know if I can continue doing the show. Because it's so good, but at the same time, it's so bad. Because still, as bad as the New World Order is, out in the open, still so many people will not wake up.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I just want to add for listeners that we have Charlie Sheen on the show tomorrow to announce the first, second, and third place winners. The first place winner is going to be on the show with us for the 20 minutes with the president. Over 150 great videos got turned in. Everybody that made a video won in the info war, because now millions of people will see all those key points about 9/11 and the official story being a fraud. We also have Dr. Tim Ball, the climatologist, who's been persecuted internationally and attacked for questioning the man-made global warming propaganda crew. He's pointed out their scientific fraud. He's going to be on with us tomorrow, as well as one of the nonprofits that did the FOIA request to get the emails originally and to get the original source data. See, the UN and their allied private and governmental institutions would never release any of their data, because people kept doing research and finding out. Major institutions, universities, private scientists, they would call up, and these reports have been published in the last 5 years. It's been going on for 5 years, this fight. They would, universities and others, climate research institutions, they would go and get the original actual buoy records, because 76% of the Earth is water, so most of the atmospheric facilities that are testing temperature are on the water. They would get the buoy data from the U.S. and from the British and from the Norwegians. The Norwegians, for some reason, have a lot of buoys globally. From the Russians, they would get weather station data from airports and from universities and from military bases. And they would go look at the UN's own climate charts and buoy charts, and it was all lies. They'd add 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11 degrees to buoys and to weather stations. And then they'd say, oh, well, you can't question our data. You're funded by oil companies. Well, wait a minute. The data's a lie. And so people sued. People filed FOIA requests to get the data, and they were told, national security, you can't have it. Well, the hackers got it, and you guys are in deep, deep, deep trouble. In the emails, they knowingly lie, knowingly talk about how they know the Earth is cooling since 1961. It was heating up, natural cycle with the sun. They admit in there that less than 1 to 2% of increased carbon dioxide is from man-made sources. I mean, one volcano puts out more than we've ever put out in 100 years. One big gaseous Mount St. Helens type. They know that not only do they put out more carbon dioxide, but that the Earth has been in a carbon dioxide-starved level compared to what we were 200,000 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 years ago, at the beginning of the Bronze Age, the Earth was on average 9 degrees higher. Go look at the official ice core samples from major universities. It is an absolute fact. You better wish for global warming, ladies and gentlemen. That's what allowed this industrial and agrarian explosion. That's what allows humans to expand. We get another mini ice age like they've had three of in the last 1,000 years with 6.5 billion people. It's going to be hard to grow the food we need. You better thank your lucky stars that it's been warm. That's why 1,000 years ago, there were vineyards all over England, including northern England and Scotland. You can't grow grapes there now, boys and girls. You can't grow grapes there now. But you could then. The Earth heats up and cools down. It's normal. But imagine these cult leaders knowing they're creating a cult religion. In their own words, it's a religion. And humans are the enemy of the religion. Well, what were they in the Druid times? They would kill large numbers of their people in the name of saving the earth. What did the Aztecs do? Same religion. What does the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 state? They said religion is a great way. I ought to pull these documents up. I actually have screenshots of them in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. They admit in there that, well, humans like religious models, so we're going to bring back a neo-pagan system making humans the enemy, and the government will organize around this area attacking humanity. What does the 1991 Club of Rome document say that Paul Watson just quoted last hour and links to in his article? They publish it. This is not Alex Jones saying this. They're showing school children in Canada, England, Europe, the U.S., Australia, New Zealand cartoons where it shows animals being killed and says you need to commit suicide. You can't make this up. You need to commit suicide or the earth will die. And it shows the kids, oh, you have carbon credits. You're meant to die at age 11. That's when your carbon credits run out. They show kids cartoons that show dogs and kitties and stuff drowning when the water rises. And they teach children. What did Kathleen Sebela say? We've got kids telling their parents what to do. Remember I played that video clip last week? What did Al Gore say earlier this year to a huge stadium of elementary students? He said, you need to tell your parents what to do. They don't know the truth about climate change. This is the government trying to take your children from you. This is a wicked, devilish, sickening cult of con artist. I mean, Ted Turner has five children. 3 million acres of land, more than 40 homes, a carbon footprint as big on average as over 1,000 average people. Al Gore's got a carbon footprint over 100 times bigger than the average person, even if you believe carbon's this deadly nerve weapon that kills everything it comes in contact with. Of course, it's not. But see, the bigger the con, the more people buy it, but that's coming to an end. Okay, I'm going to shut up and go to your phone calls. Carrie in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I think you just hit it on the head in making the analogy with a cult, because one of the ways that the government...
I'm not making an analogy. They say it's a cult. His new book and his new movie says it's a religion.
You're absolutely right. What I'm saying is, it's like Catherine Austin Fitz said last week, this is not only conspiracy, but this is fraudulent inducement. And one of the things, one of the ways that you go after cults is through racketeering laws. And what's going on right now with the carbon taxes, if anybody doesn't believe Alex Jones, go to the Bank for International Settlements website at BIS.org and type in the search mechanism carbon tax. And you'll get a plethora of documents, including quite a few documents that are the BIS telling. And for everybody who doesn't know, the Bank for International Settlements is owned by its 56 member central banks, including the Federal Reserve. Ben Bernanke is on the board of directors of the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. They are the central bank of central banks, and they are the ones, not Alex Jones, talking about carbon taxes. Alex, you've got your finger on the pulse of this
creature. That's what's so frustrating, Carrie, is that it's all admitted. It's an admitted scam. We even have their internal communiques. I mean, these people are sickening.
It is. It's very sickening. And, you know, in this country, we're living off of, we are relatively good yet until the carbon taxes strangle us the way they have other countries. Anybody who knows about the United Nations, and you know this, Alex, because you've mentioned it, knows about the Clean Development Mechanism, the CDM. It's one of the things that Richard Sandor and Maurice Strong, you know, Maurice Strong is on the board of directors of Climate Exchange PLC, which was started with money funded from the Joyce Foundation when Barack Obama was on their board of directors from the Chicago...
Oh, yeah, Barack Obama owns part of it. He's set to make money.
That's who, absolutely, he does. He was part of the original installment of money that was given to Richard Sandor, Dr. Richard Sandor, who was named in 2006 by Time Magazine the hero of the planet, who's an economist. He's the masters of the futures market. What that guy does is create up mechanisms like derivatives, special investment vehicles, all of this nonsense.
And that's what these carbon taxes are derivatives, but that's only one part of it. Parents need to get these emails and these articles and go to city council, go to county commissioners, go to school boards and read them and hand them out and say, stop teaching our children this lie. Stop it. We need to take our country and our world back. Look, I've talked to the average environmentalist who isn't well-meaning. They know it's all a big con. They know they're hijacking the entire economy. These are nothing but pirates. Kerry, you are awesome. You ought to write an article with all your great documentation, because everything you said I already have right in front of me, but listeners need to hear it the way you laid it out. You should write an article, use a pseudonym if you want, and send it to writers@Infowars.com. More and more people are sending us great material, and we'll post it up there. God bless you. Lance in Pennsylvania. Lance, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Lance.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening since April, and I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
I was just going to say I thank you for all the work you're doing, and congratulations on our victory we just got with the emails.
Well, it's a big victory, but it's the key to the door. Getting the key, you know, the Death Star plans is one part of the equation. Now we've got to carry out the assault. You understand that? You've got to man your fighters. And it's a great analogy, little bitty fighters that the Death Star doesn't see as a threat. And you've got to go into the superstructure at your local level and blow the living daylights out of them with this information.
Yeah, we're the Jedi, and we're the Jedi, and they're Darth Vader. So we gotta take them down.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to add?
Can I hurry up and plug my YouTube channel?
Sure.
My YouTube channel is youtube.com/RockDL.
RockDL.
Yes, it is.
All right, good to hear from you, buddy. Let's jam in one more here. Let's talk to Nathan in Texas. Nathan, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
There's so many things I'd like to talk to you about. I've been listening to you for over a year now. I was in Cork, Ireland about half a year ago, and I saw on St. Patrick Street in Cork, spray painted on a pole, Infowars.com. So I just want you to know that you're big. Everybody knows about you. And first of all, I wanted to tell you that today I saw some state troopers doing roadblocks in Ellis County between Itley and Waxahachie, Texas, just so that everybody knew they're out there doing
just random roadblocks, destroying America under federal grants.
Exactly. And then, so that's the first thing I wanted to mention. And second of all, I want to say, you know, I've actually been written up at my job because I'm a cashier at the Waxahachie Walmart. And I was written up one time because I was soliciting. I told a few people to go to Infowars.com. So I don't do that anymore. But what I do is...
Stay there. I want to hear about your rebellion against the Matrix inside the United States that is really occupied territory by the New World Order. But we have to admit we're occupied and captured to get our country back. Admit we're occupied by criminals.
And they're going out as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
That's Bob Dylan, Sundown on the Union.
I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law.
And in many states like Oklahoma, they want to make it illegal to have a home garden. You've got to have it inspected first to make sure you're not growing marijuana. See, guilty until proven innocent. Land of the free, home of the brave. What a joke. We've got to admit that our country's been taken over by criminals. The government's out of control. If we've got any chance of taking it back. Ha, democracy don't rule the world. Crank it up.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that's better left unsaid.
From the Broadway to the Milky Way.
From Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of territory indeed.
What a man's gonna do. Man, Bob Dylan knows what's going on, and I have the inside track on that, by the way. He knows all about the New World Order. I'll just leave it right there, as if we don't know that already by listening to his lyrics. Let's go ahead and talk to Nathan. Nathan, finish up your story.
All right, yeah. The next thing I was getting to, Alex, is that at our store, we've actually had ATF sting operations for carding and everything for the alcohol. We just started selling alcohol at our store. And this lady who had been working there for about 10 years, she actually got fired because she used her judgment with this guy who looked about 30, 35, didn't card him. He was an ATF agent, so she lost her job and got fined. And
again, they want to train you to not have judgment. That's why I've literally seen an old man on a cane who had to be 87 or more, wearing a fedora, a suit, at a Walgreens, buying pipe tobacco a few years ago, and they carded him, and the manager was a listener, and he said, look, I get arrested if I don't card him. There's no law, but they don't care. They just order you, again, training everyone to show ID cards, so when they come in with the carbon tax, it's going to be the law that everybody's got to swipe their ID card to mark up their carbon credits. This is total control. So 30-something years old, sells them some beer, boom, she's in trouble.
Exactly. Exactly what happened. And so I have to card everybody if I want to keep my job. And so whenever people ask me, they say, why? You know, they think it's a joke or something. I tell them very respectfully, well, ma'am, sir, it's because of fascism. We live under a new world order who basically makes, you know, wants you to be our slave. You know, you have no privacy. You know, and I have kids. I have a 3-year-old son and a 1-year-old daughter. And I don't think that if I hope my daughter doesn't smoke cigarettes, but if she does, I don't think that everybody needs to see her address written on a car where she lives and have that shown or how old she is or that information. That's our privacy. And Time Magazine just recently, the most recent edition, has been on our shelves and showing the face of the guy who shot up Fort Hood. And it says terrorist with a question mark. And I started reading the article on it, and I noticed that it said something about our values make us vulnerable, our values of freedom.
That's right. America's bad because we have freedom. We'll only be safe if we give the nice men in black uniforms total control over our lives. The children are brought up in the schools wearing ID cards around their neck, being searched, being trained to be slaves. It's total mind control takeover. Wilson in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Wilson.
Hello. Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I just want to say, Kerry was a great speaker, and I loved all her comments. I just wanted to say it's been about a year now exactly that I've been listening, because after I voted for Obama, like, I remember when I voted for him, I went with, like, my 3 sisters and my mother, and we was all like, oh, we're going to vote for Obama. And shortly after, I started listening to your show, and so much has changed since then. It's just, like, amazing. I've just been doing better in school. I've been doing more reading, just doing a lot more things, like, active instead of doing things like I used to. And I also wanted to say that I just loved the interview with Alan Combs, because, like, it was just amazing how you, like, spoke to him, and, like, you actually made him play into yours. Like, you wanted to get some answers from him, and I think you got some great answers. Even though he did dodge the world government question, but I think at the end of the interview, you finished it up great by just telling him, like, straight up what it was. And I just wanted to ask you one quick question. Do you think any other host, like Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck, will ever face you like Alan Combs did? Like, at least he did come on your show and talk to you.
No, they don't want to face me because they're bigger than Alex Jones, and they don't want to give their audience to me. They want to co-opt my audience but not have it go vice versa two ways. And because both those guys know world government's here, and it's their job to try to spin it and control it and keep conservatives on the reservation of government control, left-right paradigm, just like it's the job of Obama to keep leftists under the establishment's control. God bless you. Good to have you on board, Wilson. Good to hear that you've got your life going in the right direction. And we're going to come back and talk to Andrew, Mike, Justin, Brian, and others, and a ton of news. And I'm going to break down the latest climate info. It's huge. Live in the third and fourth hour today at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting the live radio show in living color.
In constant sorrow.
And that's when I'm going to get into a focused 10 or 15 minute breakdown of ClimateGate. And I want the video of this that we post, it'll be live streaming, but also archived at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to ask our great InfoWarrior members and supporters of PrisonPlanet.tv to post this on all your YouTube channels, to give it to everybody you know. I'm going to break it down. There's also a 10-minute video that I shot right before I went live today that they're adding video clips to and documents to that breaks it all down in 10 succinct minutes. That should be up near the end of the show. I'm asking you to give it to your whole email list, post it on Facebook, MySpace, show it to your coworkers, burn it to disk, give it to everyone you know. We have the activist army that can get the full truth of what this ClimateGate situation really means, because we're in the embryonic first few days of this, and the media is trying to spin it and defeat it. In the info war, this is one of the most important battles we've ever fought. Yes, it's a devastating victory to have these emails hacked and released by these great unknown hackers. But that is only part of the equation. I also want to encourage listeners, AM and FM listeners, shortwave satellite, anyone who has a computer. We run this every year from the middle of November until Christmas. 5 months free at prisonplanet.tv. You get all 20 plus of my films. My book is an ebook, Paul Watson's book. All my special reports, expanded extras from the films that are only available to prisonplanet.tv members. The David Icke exclusive hour-long interview in high quality. You can burn them all to DivX on discs that play on DVD players. The live archives, we post the archives of the live radio show in the highest quality commercial-free for prisonplanet.tv members for a special commercial-free podcast. There is so much available at prisonplanet.tv, and we just keep adding to it, adding to it, adding to it. And so you get a yearly membership. It comes out to about 5.5 months free. You pay for 6.5 months, you get 5.5 months free. Or go get a trial membership for $5.95, and your purchase also makes what we do here possible. Also, we've got it where you can share your code with six people, where six people can simultaneously log on from six computers. Any more than that, we start having bandwidth problems. So you can go give yourself a yearly membership gift or a monthly membership gift and then share the code, create an e-card, and send it to your friends, family, and say, here's the username and passcode. You just enter two username and passcode, and they're on in 5 seconds. You just go to the prisonplanet.tv and tell them, hey, I gave you a membership to prisonplanet.tv, and give yourself a membership and give them a membership. Okay, just explain to them that if they share it with too many people and people start simultaneously logging on, it won't work. My goal is to get information out to people. My goal is a win-win symbiotic relationship. I promote what I believe is good, and I think we've got an incredible track record. So the biggest sponsorship of this radio show is the DVD sales, the book sales, the TV, prisonplanet.tv site, memberships, the T-shirts. We've added 4 or 5 new T-shirts the last month. I haven't even plugged in the online area of Infowars.com. You can also call toll free to get Fall of the Republic. We have discounts running right now where you can get a free Obama Joker, Infowars.com, or Socialism or Fascism, whatever choice you'd like. New World Order, we've got that. Black and white T-shirts, free at Infowars.com on the online shopping cart right now. When you get Fall of the Republic, we got a bunch of other combo deals, free. And by the way, that's only running because this is a limited time. We don't have many of these shirts left. I pulled them off a few weeks ago ahead of this special because we didn't have many left. I wanted to do an inventory. We don't have many left. Many sizes will sell out within days. So if you want the free T-shirt, find out more at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And for mail orders, we're going to hold a few of the T-shirts back. You can also write to us. That's $19.95. And then what size and color Obama Joker shirt you want, limited edition. When they're gone, they're gone. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. So take advantage of all the specials and combos that only run through Christmas. In fact, it may run even shorter than that because they are selling quick. Okay, I know we have Andrew, Mike, Justin, Brian, Julio, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. As I start the next hour, I'm going to do ClimateGate in detail. Huge new developments. I want to cover it all in one spot. I want to beg the listeners to go to prisonplanet.com and get the article written by Paul Watson titled Call for Independent Inquiry into ClimateGate as Global Warming Fraud Implodes. Senator Inhofe's come out calling for a criminal investigation. Lord Lawson has called for a public inquiry in England into UEA global warming data manipulation. Data manipulation, yeah, lying. And the persecution of scientists. They call for how to persecute people. I think there's a major civil penalties for all these scientists like Tim Ball who've been persecuted. They need to sue these criminals sue these larcenous people right now so we can get discovery and get more evidence. Let me tell you, this is the beginning of the end of the people if we take action against them. Or they're going to get their whole global government, the whole nine yards. That's coming up. So we're going to your calls here in just a few minutes. I briefly drug Ted Anderson on here. He can't stay long because he's got work he's got to do. But gold is at another all-time high because the dollar continues to implode as the global bankers openly announce the end of the dollar, as the dollar continues to slide, and as major gold companies report they're running out of gold and can't find more mines, as the IMF and World Bank get caught manipulating gold supplies. Gold is at an all-time mega high of $1,163.60. And that's down from a previous high. It hit its all-time high. In fact, Ted, I was watching this. If it's at 1,163 right now and was up even more today on that graph, how high did this go?
This morning before the New York market opened up, and we are trading at 1,173 roughly. And then the New York market opened up and gold went up even one more dollar to 1,174.60.
That is an all-time mega high. Nothing has ever even approached that. The previous high was, what, 1,000 something. I mean, Ted, this is insane.
Yeah, well, then I was also going to the technicians to see what they're saying about gold because they're looking at it on a charting basis. And one of the technicians was talking about gold hitting over $1,200 an ounce within 24 hours. I wouldn't go there to say that. I don't think it's going to happen that way. However, if it does, it's going to happen while we're sleeping because what's going on right now is that the Fed is selling out their particular position, or the plunge protection team is getting in trying to shore up the U.S. dollar, which was falling this morning, and propping up that and pushing gold down, and that's what happens in the U.S. But when we go to bed at night, the Asian market takes over, and that's when it starts swinging upward. And obviously, they have a lot more clout than we do because we're a huge debtor nation, and they have a surplus of cash, and they can push the market a lot harder than we can. And so the market continues to climb. So if it goes over that $1,200 an ounce, the technicians are right. I just need to say this, Alex. There's a lot of pressure on gold. It's going up. I don't know why anybody would want to wait and think they can get it at a better buy in the future. It just isn't working that way. It's costing people a lot of money to sit on the sideline on this thing. The dollar's falling. It doesn't make sense to be sitting in the stock market, bond market, annuities. I mean, you name it. There's so many paper-type investments that you can think of, and none of that stuff is performing like gold. And how could it? I mean, you're looking at a fiat currency that's dying internationally.
Well, Ted, here's the $64 million question. All the top analysts are saying 2,000 or higher in the next 6 months to a year. That's conservative. Some are talking about 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000. If that happens, we're going to be like Zimbabwe here. That means total death of the dollar. I hope that's not the case. I'm sad that this is happening with gold, even though it proves we're right yet again. And it's good for investors that have gotten into this because it does mean the globalists are killing this country's currency, and that's going to devastate people. Here's the big $64 million question. You were running out last Friday at gold you bought at the 1,050 market level. You were passing a $100 savings in the market on to people. A, because I haven't asked you, do you have any of that gold left? If not, B, what did you buy in the market? What savings are you passing on with this deal? And I hope people act before it's too late.
Well, right now it's still the francs and the sovereigns at 325 and 263. But actually, Alex, at that level, at that 1,050 level, is where I have those 10 libs and 20 libs. I also have the Lakota silver coin at $22.44, which is more reflective towards $16 silver than it is this almost $19 silver now. So, yeah, there are a lot of buys out there. Even if you're interested in junk silver, Maple Leafs, Krugerrands, I mean, you name it. There's a whole long variety of different things that we carry. And I would suggest that you call now just because of the fact that, yes, indeed, the market ran up another $20 today. And I'm holding prices down at the same level that I was last Friday when we were talking on the radio and gold was down there at that 1,049 level, 1,149 level. So, I mean, obviously, this is the time to be getting involved. Alex, I just can't say it enough. The dollar's falling. We can see it. It's sitting right on the charts.
You can see Ted, I've got to do the math here. You've had stuff where you're selling gold in the market $50, $60, $70 quite a few times. You had one case where it was $100. Last week you did it at one point when it was $110. That was the all-time record best deal you offered. I've got to do the math here. If it's gone up to $1,170, you bought gold at the $1,050 level. That is a $120 discount in the market. I think this is your all-time best again. You just broke last week's all-time record best deal. How long will this ultimate deal last?
Well, it's all about how much supply I have, and I'm going to hold it because I made this offer. I'm going to hold it till midnight tonight. I'll have to watch and see how much sells and what's still available tomorrow. But, Alex, it's not me doing it. I just buy into the marketplace when there's a little bit of a dip, and then all of a sudden the market just goes crazy and runs up $120. And, you know, I mean, it's just the market taking care of it for me. And I wish I could say I'm so smart, but all I'm doing is buying when I see a good buy. And now at this point in time, if I can see 1,149 again, I'm all in. And people should be too. They should
be all in
right now.
Let me give people a toll-free number. This is like getting in a time machine and going back and getting gold cheaper than it currently is. You cannot beat it. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Do not procrastinate, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
Folks, I'm going to give you the number, then I'm going to shut up and go to calls. 800-686-2237. You are not going to find a better deal. 800-686-2237. Please don't have me get up here next week and, you know, if it goes above 1,200 and be saying, see, I told you so. And $1,100 gold sounds inexpensive. 800-686-2237. Andrew in Canada, then Mike and others. Go ahead, Andrew. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I'm excited about this breach in the castle wall, and we have to charge, and we got to make the breach even bigger in this info war.
Yeah!
And maybe you could give us a Cobra!
Oh, man, you like my Cobra Commander imitation?
Oh, we all do, Alex. We all love your Cobra Commander.
Cobra! Cobra! All right, there you go.
I have an announcement. Al Gore is going to be in Toronto tomorrow. That's Tuesday, November 24th, at the Allstream Center. That's Exhibition Place 105 Princess Boulevard. There's some exhibits starting at 3 p.m., and then it goes all the way to a reception at 9 p.m., and that's the Allstream Center at Exhibition Place. And over the weekend, I started the Facebook group Arrest Al Gore already.
Yeah!
In the first 24 hours...
Cobra!
We have almost 250 people in the first 48 hours, and we're spreading. And so I'd like to invite everyone out there who hasn't already signed up to Arrest Al Gore already on Facebook. It's pretty easy to find. And maybe start other groups for people like Bernanke, Geithner... and let's get these criminals off the street and into a courtroom so we can try them already.
Let's arrest Cobra Commander. I appreciate your call. Oh, my gosh. My regular voice actually sounds more like Destro from the 1980s cartoon. Cobra! Absolutely. A couple years ago, I did a Cobra Commander yell on air, and it's become quite popular with millions of views on the web, so... That's what that caller was alluding to. I don't remember why I was talking about Cobra Commander, but, you know, the real Cobra Commander is Al Gore, and he does need to get in trouble. Everywhere that slime bag goes, he's being confronted about all his fraud, and now he's been caught in all this fraud and photoshopping and faking climatology data and faking carbon dioxide numbers and faking world temperature readings. And now imagine him getting confronted everywhere he goes with people holding out the Associated Press with copies of the emails, how the chief UN climatology group was caught going, how do we fake the data? How do we hide the decline in temperature? How do we hide the decline? How do we skew the numbers? How do we fix the data? How do we have the trick of adding in real temps to each series the last 20 years? I mean, they're caught red-handed. Everywhere Al Gore goes, confront him. Mike in Canada, go ahead.
Alex, I love you, buddy.
Love you, too. What's on your mind?
I say we love you up here in Canada, man, and I cannot sit still since you broke this news last night, buddy.
Well, I mean, let me be clear. We didn't break anything. I'm just breaking it to our listeners to take action and pointing out that this is a major breach in the enemy propaganda wall.
Our Global News Canada did not even have this story at all. I phoned them today. They have no idea what was going on. They had no idea.
Oh, they'll probably tell you the AP doesn't exist.
So hopefully they'll be running it this afternoon because I told them to go to your website and to go to BBC and all that stuff. And amazing. I love you, man. Canada loves you, and we'll be fighting. We got you guys back for sure.
Well, Mike, how exciting is it to have hackers go in and catch them red-handed, trying to intimidate scientists, shut down real debate, and admitting that they're frauding the numbers and the Earth's been cooling since 1961? We have, and then colluding with government to block FOIA request of their documents. We have them red-handed.
Yeah. And we can see up here in Canada that it's been cooling every year, man. We get more and more snow all the time. Like, it's crazy, man. We love you.
We love you too, Mike. Good to hear from you. You're awesome. We're going to talk to Justin, Brian, Julio, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. We got to get fired up. We got to get maniac strong. We got to get crazy man strong. You know what I'm talking about? We got to just get gut up and get ready and just take these creatures on everywhere. I want you to go to city councils, county commissioners, call the local news, call local talk radio, and say, quit brainwashing our kids, telling them they're all going to die, showing them Hollywood movies of cities flooding. You tell them the truth. It's all a stinking fraud, you degenerate scum. We're taking this world back, Al Gore.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Waging war on corruption. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time. Back Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. You have found it. The front lines in the info war. The 21st century battle against tyranny in the spirit of 1776. Let's do it. Let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Justin in Mississippi. Justin, welcome.
What's going on, Alex?
Fired up, baby.
Fired up. What's cracking? Listen, man, I don't want to take up too much of your time, man. I just woke up from the Matrix, man, probably about a month ago, you know what I'm saying, down here in the bottom. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to tell you, just keep doing your thing. Do not stop, man. You cannot stop. You're already going hard. You got to go harder. Do not stop because it's people out there still ain't woke, man.
Well, people are ready to be awoken. People deep down have always known something's wrong in the world's full of lies and fraud. But now people are just waking up in mass. I can feel the spirit of freedom rising. Can you feel it?
I feel it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, I'm lagging behind. I'm just not buying silver and all this stuff, you know, dragging, you know, trying to catch up with the game and everything. But, you know, I feel like that the stunt ain't over. You know what I mean? I feel like some more things are coming.
Absolutely, because when evil, for every action, there's an equal reaction. As evil rises, good is going to rise to meet it. And you're part of that, Justin. God bless you. It's good to have you on board. Good that you did have a meeting with Morpheus and are now awake. Let's talk to Brian in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Worldwide fight against tyranny.
I hear you. Hey, I'm laid off. I've been in the oil field for a while, and man, it just blows my mind how everything is just shutting up and drying up around here, and all these companies are going overseas and picking up contracts. And I think it's really based on this climate treaty and the stuff that's going on here in the States.
No, a lot of companies are admitting that they've ceased a lot of exploration because of the climate treaty and the tax rules, because only the U.S., Europe, England, Australia, Canada, only those nations have to make the cuts. 164 nations have to make zero cuts. Now, even if you believe carbon dioxide is a deadly, evil, horrible, wicked thing that kills plants, which, of course, they breathe it, even if you believe that, why would putting restrictions on the West and then moving production to the East where they have no controls, why would that be a good idea? Because all the studies show it'll boost carbon dioxide. See, it's all a fraud. The globalists just own the third world, so they want to forcibly move everything to what they own.
Right. It's just the way to make money, and you know they're not really trying to stop the CO2 emissions. And I mean, I see a slew of companies, you know, just merging, and then the majority of the contracts going to like Mexico and Canada, and then
GM's
Iraq.
Leaving, Ford's leaving, Halliburton.
Who owns the mineral rights? You know, another thing I'm kind of curious about is the battleground. I've been told, like, if there's a, you know, there's battleground, once it's seized and conquered by the U.S., don't we seize that ground? Like,
they give it to globalist corporations. You see, in the bailouts to General Motors and others, there were billions of dollars in there to move the plants to Europe, China, and Brazil. That was in mainstream news. We pay money to have these companies leave because it's in the official UN documents, Maurice Strong's speech, 1992, Rio de Janeiro, that the carbon tax and all these rules are about destroying our industrial base. They want you bankrupt, Brian, so you got to go to the government lines so they own you. Just like the communist Russian system, they wanted everybody dependent on government, living in government lines.
Thank you. What about all the rigs on fire, Iraq? You know, that kind of seemed kind of suspicious.
That ended up getting declassified. Our own government blew those up. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the next segment for the balance of this radio transmission, we're going to simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're continuing with your phone calls right now. In the next segment, I'm going to break down the full climate gate situation and how huge this is, how important this is, and what our battle plan should be against these criminals. Julio in Illinois, welcome, sir.
Alex Jones, freedom fighter, you are the best. I love you, my man.
We appreciate you.
Quick question. Oh, thanks, man. Quick question. I got two questions. Number one, you mentioned you are on an affiliate in Chicago. Which station is that? I've been trying to look it up online.
Yeah, when I say, actually, Genesis has those. We're on several stations outside Chicago that go into Chicago, and I don't have an affiliate list in front of me. Now, you know, it's kind of like we're on in the town just south of San Francisco. It covers San Francisco as well. That's MZ's station. It's actually two stations we're on there. And I just need to get better. I need to start having a affiliate list in front of me so I can plug those. Ted did have a partial list up at GCNlive.com.
All right. Number two, that Thompson facility, that Supermax prison they're thinking about building in Thompson, Illinois, is it going to be the same thing as that Hardin prison you were talking about?
Yes. They've got an old Supermax also in Wyoming that they want to put Guantanamo Bay people at. And as you know, they've announced they want to put one in Illinois.
And do you know, like, where you could find information, like PDF files or something, to talk about this? I wanted to do a news story.
It was like in the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times. It was all over CBS News. I mean, it was everywhere last week that they're looking at putting it in one of them in Illinois. I mean, I would just Google. I would just search engine. We can do it right now. The term Guantanamo detainees to be held in Illinois. I mean, that was all over the news. I don't have it in front of me.
Is it going to be run by international criminal? Like you were mentioning at Hardin, Montana, they're trying to have that run by, you know, a 13-time ex-convict. Is it going to be the same thing?
Probably. I mean, right now they're talking about a private / Homeland Security doing it. It's kind of like CIA black site and Lithuanian complicity and how it came out that at a horse ranch, they had a big underground base with people all over the world they take there to torture. And they torture them so they'll give false confessions. It's like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who they're going to put on trial in New York. He's been held for almost 8 years. He confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built till after he was arrested. I mean, he might as well have confessed to killing Kennedy, killing Lincoln, killing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He might as well have confessed to crucifying Jesus. He might as well have confessed to burning Joan of Arc at the stake. He might as well have confessed to you know, being the, you know, the son of King George III. I mean, he might as well confess to being the Easter Bunny. I mean, it's just totally made up. But yes, they have secrets. The sites you hear about, like Guantanamo Bay, are for public consumption. The real sites are all over Poland, Ukraine, Lithuania, Albania, Georgia. They've got sites in the Middle East, in Egypt, in Jordan, in Israel. They've got sites in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan. I mean, they've just got sites everywhere. Giant torture facilities. And when torturers blow the whistle, they get charged with the Patriot Act and taken to the facilities themselves. They take U.S. citizens to these. They have snatch and grab teams, kidnapping people off the streets. They just love it. It's slaughter, torture, death, total evil. I mean, what do you think about them apples, buddy boy?
I think it's quite disgusting that, you know, our American government, along with international cartel, are doing this to the loving human freedom society that we are. I want to, Alex, I also want you to do more often to spread the message of peace and love through the Word of God. Bring more guests to talk about God and just encourage peace and love to everyone. This needs to be a peaceful revolution. Everyone needs to know that. Do not bring violence on the people. These globalists will use martial law.
All right. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I hear you. All right. Chris, Darren, Brian, Corey, everybody, your call's coming up. Wide open phones today. I haven't even gotten into all the other news, like recalls of the flu vaccine, maiming and killing people. Mainstream news, that's going on. We were right about that, of course. Just everything hitting us from every angle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Into hour number three. Thank you so much for joining us today. One of the most important stories we have ever covered or reported on has been breaking over the weekend and is now an international scandal of the highest level. Not only is this a hugely important story to every man, woman, and child on the planet, not only is it important because it will make or break the global government and could be the beginning of the end of the current globalist system, it is of the greatest import because it's fluid and developing right now. And at the beginning of a story, we info warriors, constitutionalists, patriots, libertarians, truth tellers, people of honesty, have a chance to shape the debate and defeat the mainstream media spin doctors that are trying to dominate the situation. Now, here in my hand, I have a little list I drew up this morning for this moment now when I covered ClimateGate. And I want to show people watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv. And for radio listeners, I want to go over these points here with the document cam. This is ClimateGate. The emails are real. All the key UN data comes from this source that is fraudulent. They would not show the public their data and fought to keep it secret. This is scientific fraud and persecution of scientists that told the truth. We need a real investigation. Why all the fraud? What's the goals of the fraud? This is the equivalent of having the Death Star plans. That's only half the battle. Now we have to mount the assault on these people. Key reports are now posted at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, your headquarters in understanding all things world government. Get the clips ready again of the new EU chief admitting this is world government, global governance, and that the carbon tax, carbon greenhouse emissions treaty of Copenhagen is the key to world government. We have Al Gore and others admitting it as well. That is coming up in this report, and we will continue with your phone calls. I also want to add to listeners that my film, Fall of the Republic, that's been out for 3 weeks, the number one film online, it's free. YouTube, Google, just Google the term, Fall the Republic. You can watch it on a director's channel. It changed the channel on YouTube, thousands of other places. You don't even have to buy the DVD, folks. All I want's the truth for my family and my children and your family and your children. This details how the Ponzi scam works, how the big banks have engineered the financial collapse, how they're bringing in this world government that you'll pay your carbon taxes to directly to the private IMF, with people like Al Gore and others managing what businesses you can have, what you can do. You will all have a carbon credit ID card. In fact, I forgot to reprint that from last week. Just Google citizens to be given carbon ration cards. It's all over the news worldwide. That's going to be your national ID card. What you bought, what you've sold. When you go above your carbon allowance, you're going to be taxed. Everything's going to be taxed. Your television sets, already law now in California through the bureaucracy. Beef is going to be taxed. More than one child is going to be taxed. This is all happening. It is off the charts. And it's all covered in Fall of the Republic. If you want the DVD and support what we're doing and watch it in the highest quality and get it and make copies, give it to people and air it on Access TV, you name it, Infowars.com. Okay. Number one, this is ClimateGate. If we don't let the media spin this and take control of this, if the alternative media points out what's really in the emails, points out the core truth of what's really happening here and explains to people that the climate scam cult, and they call it a religion themselves. Al Gore in Newsweek says he is the prophet. It is an earth religion. The UN knows we like religion. This is their new Gaia worship religion. We cover that in Fall of the Republic. But here he is in Newsweek. An eco-prophet gets real. The thinking man's thinking man. Al Gore's new plan for the planet. It's not his plan. It's the globalist plan written up in the Club of Rome documents in 1991. Detailed articles with their quotes, bibliographed and sourced at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com right now. Let me do a brief synopsis, then go back over this. This is ClimateGate. This can bring them down. The emails are real. When you read the Associated Press and all of these articles dealing with this, when you read these articles, somebody come in here and get my AP article. It was here all highlighted. I think somebody did. It doesn't matter. We'll find it in a minute. When you read these for yourself, the media is trying to spin it saying they don't know if the emails are real, which is another hoax in of itself. The university admits they were hacked last week. They admit the emails are real. They're quoted. The people that are in the emails are quoted saying, well, that's what I said in the email, but it's being misrepresented or it's being taken out of context. So they themselves blew it by coming out and saying, yeah, I wrote that, but that's not what I meant. So they admit they were hacked. They admit they wrote it. Let's get that straight. That is absolutely, completely admitted. And here's a key article out of the AP. Hacker leaked emails stoke climate debate. The headline should be, emails admit pattern of persecution by UN and top university heads against scientists that question climate data. There should be another headline about emails show clear pattern of fraud. Scientists knew Earth was getting colder, lied and said it was getting hotter. That's what the headline should say, but it's all admitted in the article. Now, the emails are real. That is absolutely essential. Number three, I know that they are going to spin this and put out fake emails now, but we have the original WikiLeaks that are the confirmed real hacked emails, and I want to thank the hackers that did this. I salute you. You're awesome. This is true investigative journalism. Guaranteed, different groups are already doing this. We haven't confirmed it yet, but I know how they operate. I would guess it's already happened. They're going to put out fake emails to then try to muddy the water and discredit this because everything is riding on this. World government is riding on this. This is the main taxing mechanism. We've gone from denying world government to it's now openly admitted, and the world government leaders themselves, head of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, head of the EU, all of them are admitting world government funded by the carbon tax. Also, this university was the nexus point out of England that got all the lies and propaganda straight with the other scientific bodies in the U.S., Goddard Space Center, NASA, European Union, that's all admitted. Computer hackers have broken into a server at a well-respected climate change research center in Britain and posted hundreds of private emails and documents online, stoking debate over whether some scientists have overstated the case for man-made climate change. Boy, that's a whitewash, isn't it? Oh, they've overstated. No, they're caught. The University of East Anglia in Eastern England said in a statement Saturday that the hackers had entered the server and stolen data at its climate research unit, a leading global research center on climate change. Yes, it's these documents that are used. The police are investigating the theft of information. More than a decade of correspondence between leading British and U.S. scientists is included about 1,000 emails and 3,000 documents posted on the sites. They don't even tell you where to get them. It's WikiLeaks. Following the security breach last week, information shows scientists have overstated the case for global warming and alleged the documents contain proof that some researchers have attempted to manipulate data. It's quotes. Phil Jones writes to colleagues about graphs showing climate statistics over the last millennium. He alludes to a technique used by a fellow scientist to hide the decline, that's a quote, in recent global temperatures. Some evidence appears to show a halt in the rise of global temperatures from about 1960s. Jones wrote, in compiling new data, he said, just complete Mike Nature's trick of adding in the real temps to each series for the past 20 years and from 61 for Keith to hide the decline. Hide the decline. According to leaked email, which the author confirms was genuine. Let me say that again. Which the author confirms. The AP called him and he said, yeah, I said that. But there's all these headlines today about, are the emails real? The Washington Post won't even talk about this. They make it about how the climate cult scientists getting all this money and prestige out of their lives with the UN and the big banks and George Soros and Al Gore have celebrations and parties when scientists that have criticized them die. Or they talk about how they want to beat people up. The media is going with the tabloid angle, not how in these emails they talk about how do we set people up? How do we get them fired? How do we get with the government and block documents coming out proving we're lying? How do we block FOIA requests? How do we threaten prestigious peer-reviewed journals not to publish findings? How do we do this? How do we get the government to pull funding? This is criminal. Racketeering, conspiracy to engage in mass fraud for monetary gain. Period. But that pales in significance to the fraud itself of lying with these numbers. This is off the charts. They use the word trick by Jones has been seized on by skeptics. Trick? Who say his email offers proof of collusion between scientists who distort evidence to support their assertion that human activity is influencing climate change. Then there's the debate about, is climate change good? Well, it's normal. It goes up and down. The sun's cooled off. The entire solar system's getting cooler. Then there's the issue about how they lie in this mass hoax and tell everyone that no scientist questions man-made global warming. No one questions that this is going on. It's a conspiracy theory to say that it may be the sun or that carbon dioxide's good. There's that hoax. This is like Piltdown Man, where they took the jawbone of a pig and said it was the missing link. It took 41 years for that hoax to come out. We have to expose this hoax now, or they're going to be able to build their world government taxation system and regulatory system through this. We'll be right back. Hitler was an environmentalist, and he believed that they needed to set up a world Aryan government to then cut off resources, use inoculations, use chemicals in the water to sterilize Africans, Asians, Latin Americans, and kill them. He quoted the British model of the concentration camp, then adopted by the United States with the Native Americans, in many of his speeches and in Mein Kampf. He got all his eugenics ideas from the U.S. and England, the Cold Springs Harbor that IBM runs today as the Human Genome Project. The head of the Human Genome Project had to resign 2 years ago for saying black people weren't humans. He's the Nobel Prize winner for discovering the double helix of DNA. So real Nazis pose as liberals who love black people and love brown people. And we want to save the third world with a global tax on the third world, the first world, the developing world. How are they going to sell a world dictatorship over resources to turn the resources off? A State Department Memorandum 200 states by Henry Kissinger in 73, now declassified. How are they going to do that? They teach the kids they're bad, teach them humans are evil, teach them industrial societies are evil, and then bring in a carbon tax that shuts down industrial societies. Paul Watson has the article up at prisonplanet.com with all the quotes of Maurice Strong and Ted Turner and Jacques Cousteau and Prince Philip and the UN. My film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers it all. You cannot make up the horrifying magnitude of this. Remember, it's not just a fraud to tax you. It's a fraud to take over your entire life. That's why I'm so excited that these hackers got in, got the secret emails over 10 years, 13 years from 1996 to 2009, 13 years of secret documents, thousands of documents, over 1,000 emails. People are going through them. Every hour, articles are coming in as people read more of the emails. It's just, it's absolutely devastating. Devastating. And here's the AP talking to the main scientist, admitting he wrote them. This is real. Some media is trying to spin saying, well, we can't authenticate these. The police admit they were stolen. The people in them admit it. The author confirmed was genuine from Dr. Jones' own document. AP, headline, hackers leak email stoke climate debate. Now, we need to have a battle plan to get the word out about this. That's why the most detailed, wide-reaching, every angle covered stories are being posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's why I've got a video going up next hour at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube that must go totally viral, that I shot this morning, where in 10 minutes succinctly I lay all this out. Global warming on trial. Inhofe calls for investigation of UN IPCC. That's got to go viral. Call for independent inquiry into ClimateGate as global warming fraud implodes. That's the big main article that has to go totally mega viral. We need to call for civil suits by the scientists that these scientists with the government and the UN were calling to be persecuted, to be fired, to get in trouble, to not have their papers published, to have their funding cut. If we go absolutely wild with this information on a crusade against this fraud, on a jihad against this fraud, it is over for these people. The key, the capstone to their world government is the global carbon tax. I want to play one more time Von Rumpy last Thursday being sworn in, minutes after being sworn in as the new EU super president, announcing global government and the structure to globally govern everyone being the Copenhagen carbon tax treaty. Listen.
By a joint effort in and between our countries, 2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission,
okay,
our presidency, is one of hope.
Global management of the world, global government, global governance. Now, the investigations are being launched. Inhofe calls for hearing into RCRU UN climate change research dealing with the emails and leaked documents. Okay, here's another one. Lord Lawson calls for public inquiry into UEA global warming data manipulation. Lord Lawson, who did the first investigation of climate change, has called for an independent inquiry into claims that leading climate change scientists manipulated data to strengthen the case for man-made global warming so they could defraud everyone with the global government tax. This is huge. We'll be right back after this quick break, breaking it all down and more of your phone calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back. that boils it all down to a succinct 10 minutes. They're trying to upload it to YouTube right now. Is going to be ready. And it's literally like firing an ICBM at the New World Order and their climate change cult fraud to take over our society. In fact, I told the guys to Google the term ICBM launch, and they pulled up a Russian missile launch. So we're going to play this just as a visual and audio analogy of how powerful these emails and secret documents are about how it's all fraud. They knew the earth was cooling, how they're persecuting people that try to tell the truth. I mean, they're a cult telling you that no one disagrees with them when the majority of climatologists are on record saying it's all a giant fraud and that even if we were heating up, that'd be a good thing. Plants breathe carbon dioxide. This is a scientific fraud like Piltdown Man. Play that video of the missile launch for everybody. Crank it up. Here they go. Missile launch test. There's Paul Watson. There's Jason Douglas. Getting ready to launch. Launching the video. Oh, here you go, Al Gore. Hope you enjoy this. Oh, yeah. This isn't going to feel good to these criminals. They're not going to like this when it comes back down out of orbit on top of their heads as the MIRV capsule pops open. Oh, look, Paul Watson's writing another article. So's Kurt Nimmo. This is a rail-launched missile. Oh, here, you didn't like that article or that video with your own internal documents about how it's all to set up a one world government and one child policy so you guys can control all technological development for yourselves so you can have a monopoly over science and technology? Oh, how about criminal investigations of what you're doing for persecuting scientists that didn't agree with you? Oh, let's see how you like this. Oh, they're certainly going to enjoy this one. Video uploading now. Video uploading now. Oh, see how they enjoy this. Oh, it's slow at first, but it picks up steam as everybody gets the video and the articles at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and email them out to everybody. Here comes another info salvo, another ICBM. Oh, how about a mobile launcher, a truck-mounted ICBM? Oh. You want more? Oh, you want an audit the Fed bill? It's passed out of committee with 311 co-sponsors, sure to pass the House, a strong bill. Oh, that was a pretty one. Just keep firing weapons at them. There's nothing can stop us. Oh, man, you got to love it. They are certainly panicking now. These ICBMs are coming in, and their lying defenses won't protect them. Oh, another one. See how you like that? Isn't that beautiful? Here it comes, Al Gore. Another one of your lies is dead on arrival. Everywhere you go, you're being confronted by huge mobs of people that know the truth, that know you're a lying criminal. Oh, another one. Here you go, Topol-M. Oh, I'm sure that George Soros is going to enjoy this one. I'm sorry, I'm having a good time. Folks, if you don't know the magnitude of the victories we're having right now, something is wrong with you. All those energies where you get upset about sports and get excited when your team wins, or in Austin when UT loses, some people don't go to work and everyone's depressed. None of that matters. You're meant to get upset and angry about tyranny, and you're supposed to get excited when you have victories against it. Making it fun, defeating the New World Order and exposing these smiley-faced criminals, it's what's going to bring us victory. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to go over scientific fraud. It took 41 years to expose Piltdown Man, one of thousands of famous scientific frauds that governments and others have used. And we don't have 41 years to expose man-made global warming. We have to expose that carbon dioxide is what plants respirate off of, that they put off oxygen that humans and animals breathe. We have to expose them. They're taking over your counties, your cities. The Austin American Statesman admitted a few months ago, but said it was a good thing, that a former colonel in PSYOPs, in Black Ops CIA Army, is running the local environmental group to set up carbon taxes in Austin. These people know this is their excuse to brainwash your kids, to turn them against you. We could play the Al Gore clip of him in an auditorium to elementary students saying, your parents are wrong. Man-made global warming is real. You must teach them. You must report on them. Kathleen Sebelius last week saying, kids, go out and tell your parents they're wrong about the flu shot and that they should take it. They're trying to take over your kids. You need to go to the schools, the PTAs, the county commissioners, the city councils, the state houses, and point out the internal emails of this all being a fraud to set up global government taxes. Now, here's one example. We need articles exposing other scientific frauds. And this is not the only fraud. Al Gore was caught putting carbon dioxide. In fact, Google Al Gore's carbon dioxide graph, and it'll be photos of him on images standing in front of a big TV screen with a graph on red and green. And he flipped it. All the universities, all the governments had the real graph. Within 100 years of temperatures going up, carbon dioxide goes up. Because it releases carbon dioxide from the water and the ice caps. There's more plant and animal life. More carbon dioxide is then put out. But mainly it's the oceans that release it. And so he flipped the graphs. He got caught 2 years ago and doesn't use that graph. He's been caught photoshopping hurricanes that don't exist. He's been caught lying and saying polar bears can't swim when they're the strongest swimming land animal. He'll show them on an ice float hunting seal and say, oh, look, it's stuck. He's going to drift away and die, when polar bear numbers have exploded globally. This is all admitted. It's all fraud. It's all lies. There's Al Gore with his fraudulent graph where he shows carbon dioxide in line with warming when it actually follows it. And he knows that. He is a fraud. He is a criminal. He needs to be investigated for racketeering, trying to defraud the public with a global tax. Now, I want to just finish with Piltdown Man. We'll take your calls and get more into this. Piltdown Man. The Piltdown Man is a famous paleontological hoax concerning the finding of remains of a previously unknown early human. The hoax find consisted of fragments of a skull and jawbone collected in 1912 from a gravel pit in Piltdown, Essex, England. The fragments were thought by many experts of the day to be the fossilized remains of hitherto unknown form of early man. The Latin name translates to Darwin's Dawn Man, after the collector Charles Dawson was given to the specimen. The significance of the specimen remained the subject of controversy until it was exposed in 1953, 41 years later, as a forgery, consisting of the lower jawbone of a ancient pig that had been a prehistoric pig that had been deliberately combined with the skull of a fully developed modern human. The Piltdown hoax is perhaps the most famous paleontological hoax in history. It has been prominent for two reasons: the attention paid to the issue of human evolution, and the length of time, more than 40 years, that elapsed from its discovery to its full exposure as a forgery. And then it goes on to how it was a pig job. Now, that's all this is. But instead of the guy going around the country making hundreds of thousands of dollars showing the fake skull, that was his reason to be engaged in fraud. The reason the UN and J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs want this, and the reason they're the main funders of these groups, along with George Soros, is that it allows the private IMF to levy taxes on everyone, and the UN and private carbon credit companies run by Al Gore and also partially owned, this is Wall Street Journal, by Barack Obama. You will have to buy your credits from them, and they will decide what new businesses get government funding, what corporate. Al Gore said he wants to bankrupt the coal companies. Global body needs to direct green technology. G77 says developing nations call for UN body to police battle on climate change. They will decide what technologies you can have. They will decide what is to be taxed. They will run your life. And we have the articles up there at prisonplanet.com right now with the quotes by the UN and Henry Kissinger and all of them about how this is meant to destroy the industrial society and vertically integrate it under their control. This is so important to get this out to everyone now, to get the articles we've written with the emails, with the documents, so people get the full picture. Unfortunately, hardly anybody else is putting the full picture together of why they want the fraud, the past fraud they've engaged in, the new fraud, how they were caught persecuting scientists, how they were caught in the emails colluding with government to block the real climate data from coming out. This is a giant criminal operation between the British, the U.S., the EU, the Canadian government, NASA, you name it, caught red-handed. Now, until we go to break, I've got a guest with us. And then we're going to come back and take calls and get into other news and flu news for the balance of the show. News like batch of H1N1 vaccine recalled for severe reactions, including people getting paralyzed and dying. Mainstream news. I mean, it's all insane. And it's all coming up. Over the next 7 minutes, I want to bring up Steve Schenck of eFoodsDirect.com, one of our great sponsors who joins us once a month because the globalists want us dependent on them. And Steve Schenck has all these different lines of non-GMO, non-hybrid, some organic, everything. He's got everything. It's the lowest price, the longest continually operating company, the best people. Where I bought food. I didn't like the other companies I bought from. I liked his food. I contacted him. I got him as a sponsor. That's why he's our sponsor. And with all this craziness going on, you need to be self-sufficient. With the depression they're setting up, the death of the dollar, all of this, you need guns, you need food, you need water filters, and the place to get the recently packed. A lot of people are selling 10, 15-year-old food. This was packed in the last month. Well, Steve Schenck, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, Alex, great job. This is absolutely wonderful. This global warming garbage is something that you and I talked about way back when Obama was trying to be elected, and he was saying that they were dealing with cow farts and dealing with the farmers creating more.
They're gonna tax cow flatulence, chicken flatulence. L.A. Times, your dog's flatulence is going to be taxed. People didn't believe Schwarzenegger was going to tax all TVs and ban above 40 inches. He just did it without even passing a law. I mean, it's happening.
Yep. And the interesting thing is it all relates to food, oddly enough. All of this global warming stuff, they're talking about the farmers.
The UN says they want to shut off the food. You're right.
Yep, absolutely. And you see, the beautiful thing is that we just came out with this new product, this new prepared food that people can put into their homes for less than what they're paying for groceries, and it beats the daylights out of anything else that they've got. And I've got to announce this on your show. We waited to do it. We've just done a 10% across the board price reduction for 3 weeks. And it's on everything. If people get up on the website, eFoodsDirect.com, they can find some fabulous, fabulous food.
And by the way, Steve, the site was awesome. The site was awesome before. It's now off the charts, eFoodsDirect.com.
Yep. And the main thing is that people are using this food now, Alex. It's not a matter of just sticking it back in store.
You predicted that 2 years ago. They bought it when it was cheaper. Now inflation's going up. They're now living off of it.
Absolutely. And the fact is that if people will get in touch with us, essentially the one thing that they can do, the thing that people have to have, is a base so that they can deal with all these battles that you're helping us fight. How many more frauds are we going to have? We went through the global warming. We got the swine flu. Before the swine flu, we had the bird flu, the mad cow disease, and all this kind of garbage, these designer viruses. Now we've got all sorts of things that are threatening the food supply, particularly the global warming was after it. A lot of the legislation that you and I have talked about to chop back the food was as a result of using this global warming as an excuse.
Absolutely.
Now you're blowing holes in it.
Absolutely. And you've got a bunch of new specials and great packages. Tell folks about the incredible products at foodsdirect.com.
Well, what they are is they're all designed to be eaten rather than just stored back. The main thing that this is it's good raw food. If you get the bulk pack, there are two ways to do it. You can pack in the bulk if you want the absolute maximum amount of food for the least number of dollars. If you're really tight financially and you put some sweat equity into cooking it yourself, you're great. The other line we just came out with, Alex, is absolutely phenomenal. We've got backpackers and families just living on this stuff. And the foods are extremely nutritious, extremely well-balanced, and they're all prepared, and you put them together. A 9-year-old can cook dinner for you, and you've got better food than you have in a gourmet restaurant. The pricing, like I say, we just got by with a 10% reduction in all the costs on everything across the board for the next 3 weeks, just because some of the contracts and things that are coming up, we literally have people from your show putting together food banks not food banks, but food vaults, I'm sorry. And we've got investor groups that are putting in food just because of the things that you've said. And it's just, it's taxing our production facilities, but that means we get better pricing. And that's,
well, that's another issue. Police departments, Homeland Security, corporations are hoarding food and weapons right now. Why?
Well, one of the people that you can't stand, this Mr. Soros, he was in cahoots with some people that were telling everybody that gold is going to go up, gold is going up. But you know what they're telling people to invest in, what they are investing in themselves? Guess
food.
What? Food. Food. They're putting in big bolts of it. So very simply, my friend, if it's important to these bad guys to control the food with the global warming stuff and with the...
They're getting ready for something big. And people, again, have got a screw loose if they don't call eFoods Direct, if they don't go to eFoodsDirect.com. Give people the toll-free number, Steve, so they can call and order food today or ask questions or get a brochure.
Sounds good. 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com.
And the new site, the other one was great. It's got videos, audios, photos, documents. I mean, eFoodsDirect.com is one of the best websites I've seen in a while. I'm looking at it right now on screen. Amazing job. And you've got the best food, not just the best website. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. There's so many other things you've got to announce, Steve. We've got 1 minute left. Tell people about some of the other stuff on the site.
Well, basically, the whole idea behind it is the two concepts. If you want food that's prepared, that literally, if you take into consideration everything you have to do to put this together, you have literally gourmet food that you couldn't even get at the quality in the restaurant that your 9-year-old can prepare, and people are putting this stuff in, and we've got the 7-day responders. They can build this into weeks and months worth of food, and it's just like a savings account. Literally put in your own food vault just like the bad guys are doing. It makes sense.
Folks, you've got to give eFoods Direct a call or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, 800-409-5633. It is so important to get patriots who are awake to be self-sufficient in the times we're going into. Visit eFoodsDirect.com today. Check out the great work they're doing. Steve, thank you so much for everything you're doing, my friend.
Take care, Alec.
10% off for 3 weeks on the already really, really low prices. Check them out today, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Don't procrastinate.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I was almost late getting back in here because I was out there. I did a 12-minute video. I meant to keep it to 10 this morning, right before I went live, trying to boil down exactly what's happening with ClimateGate in a concise way. So part one is 10 minutes. Part two is 10 minutes. Part one has gone live on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube. So guys, pull that up. I'm going to play that about 10 minutes into the next hour, part one. Part two will be up. We're going to link them at InfoWars and Prison Planet. That will also have links to the articles by Paul Watson and Kurt Nimmo. We're also going to post my hour-long breakdown last night under it if people want the full breakdown. It is so important that you email this to TV stations, radio stations, that you give this to everyone, because the media will be like, I haven't heard about this. I haven't heard about it being leaked that the whole global warming thing's a fraud. And even people that are covering it aren't pointing out what the head of the UN, what the head of the EU are saying. Ban Ki-moon and others are admitting that this is for world government. I mean, this is just so amazing. I don't even have words to describe how off the charts important this is. New EU president Rompuy announces 2009 is first year of global governance. That's a quote. EU president wants Copenhagen to give us global management of planet. I explain it all in these two videos that are going up. And I haven't even gotten into the black site news, the torture news, the flu vaccine recall. that's in a few newspapers but nowhere else. People need to know this stuff's getting recalled. I know we've got loaded phone lines. We're going to play this video on the radio coming up next hour, the first part of it, and take your calls. But I'm going to go to calls right now. Let's talk to Chris in California. Chris, thanks for holding. Welcome.
No problem, Alex. You are awesome. And I just want to say I was celebrating with you guys yesterday because this is amazing news.
And we've got to take this gold mine of truth and use it. We can't just let these pearls fall before us and not use them. This is death to the New World Order. We were just given the cyanide poison to kill their lie, but we got to pour it in now. You understand? Right. We've got to deliver the death blow, and that's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. You are the power. I'm not doing a great job. I'm somebody who doesn't like con artist scumbags trying to take over my life.
Yes, sir. I'm right there with you. And just to tell you something, I got to check this out because I'm a testifier along with you. And just to let other people know, there are other legit sites out there, like the WallStreetJournal.com, their online site, online.wsj.com. You could check it out today. Climate Emails, Stoke Debate, an article by Keith Johnson. That's Climate Emails, Stoke Debate. You could check it out there.
No, I have the article. I have the article. In fact, give it to me, guys. I gave it to you to get guests off of. As bad as it sounds, that article isn't one-tenth as bad as it really is. See, this is all being spun down, but go ahead.
Sure, but they do have the emails and documents there for everybody to download as a .zip file.
That's so what's important, because they're up on InfoWars and Prison Planet, but mainline people may not believe it. But if they get it from the Wall Street Journal, they will. Here's the article. Now, give me a close shot. Climate Email Stoke Debate, and it does have links, and we've highlighted it, as you can see. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I went ahead and scanned some of those this morning, and I had to call you because, you know, a lot of it's persuasion. A lot of it is about, you know, pretty much... If you see Gwyneth Paltrow at a bus stop, it will help change attitudes. And you can also use emotions. Another classic marketing rule, changing behavior by disseminating information doesn't always work, but emotions and visuals always do.
You've got to let people know this is important information. It is. Battle stations. This is the front lines of the InfoWar. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The global government, run by a bunch of Madoff, Kinlay scammers, has taken over the planet. They openly admit in their own documents that we have leaked, that we have linked, that have been leaked, that this is all a complete and total fraud. They know global warming isn't happening. They know global warming isn't bad. They want to tax every part of your life. That's why they chose one of the four elements of life: carbon dioxide, oxygen, water, sunlight. That's what carbon-based life forms operate on. This is a war. The carbon tax, the power to tax, is the power to destroy. The carbon tax empire is a war against human life. It's a tax on breathing. The UN admits this. We're continuing with your calls. Bunch of video clips, bunch of other news coming up this hour. But we need to really recognize all the positive things that are happening right now, like the audit of the Fed now looks like a certain thing. Ron Paul joins us every 4 weeks. He pointed out to me off air a few weeks ago, Alex, you don't even call me to get me on every 4 weeks. I'm happy to do it. Time to start calling Ron Paul to get him on the next 2 weeks. Let's go back to your calls. Corey in Denver, you're on the air. This is a death knell to the New World Order if we use this weapon. Corey.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Good. I was just hearing about your Al Gore rants about the climate tax and the carbon tax and all that.
Yes, sir.
Well, actually, I'm part of We Are Change in Denver, and he was here last week doing a book signing, actually, last week Monday. And we actually went out there to give him a little piece of our mind. So we ended up buying a book, and we all got in line for his book signing. And we went up there, all of us. We had our pocket cams on. We went up there, and pretty much one by one, we said, you know, you're because we bought the book, and we were looking through it, and pretty much for the most of it, it was pretty much spot on as far as, like, you know, helping the world and all that stuff. And there are some good ideas about, you know, no pollution, because he always tries to get the mass media or the mass culling of people's ideologies. So I looked at it, and actually they had a page on religion and how all the religions say you need to take care of the earth, yada, yada. So we got up there, and he said, you know, I pretty much said, you know, you're a criminal, and this book is fraudulent, and you're a liar. And he just kind of blew it off as nothing.
No, good. Get in his face, that big maggot. So what did that giant Nelly demon do?
It was definitely an awesome experience. He just kind of blew it off as nothing. But my friend came in after him. He bought it. You know, we came as, you know, number one Al Gore fan. And then we turned it on him. You know, after he signed the book, my friend walked up right up to his face and just tore the book in pieces. Because, you know, you had to buy his own book.
Yeah! And let me guess. There's video of this?
Oh, yeah. We got pocket cams. We're actually editing it up right now.
I'm begging you to send me the best quality. Everybody confronting Al Gore. I'm going to put it in Fall of the Republic, too. Please.
Nice.
Please.
Nice. Yeah,
please.
We're going to cut it up pretty good. We're looking at the pocket cam now footage. Hopefully we got something worthwhile. And I know I got some on my handy cam, but yeah, we ended up getting escorted out by the tattered cover bookstore security. I mean,
Control Freak Maggot, I mean, did he start getting upset as more and more people confronted him? Because he knows how to put on the act that he thinks it's funny. He's actually scared that more and more people are coming out. He realizes his fraud is falling.
Yeah, he kind of just blew it. Because you know how he always gets caught in his own lies and he kind of bites his tongue and kind of blubbers his way through it. So that's kind of what he did. He pretty much didn't really associate himself with us. But it was definitely an awesome experience. And one final thing I wanted to let you know about is, I don't know if you've looked at it, but if you Google, or not Google, but YouTube or Google the Love Police, there's some guys out in United Kingdom who are doing, his name's Charlie, and he has a great message of hope and prosperity as far as the human race goes. He comes at it at a very loving angle, very peaceful angle. You know, instead of bullhorning and yelling about the fear tactics, he definitely goes out and says, you know, I'm going to give you a ticket if you don't hug me, or I'm going to give you a ticket if you don't give me a smile. We're all spiritual beings here on the planet to fight.
Awesome.
To fight.
There's a lot of different approaches. Great job. We'll play that video as soon as it comes out. Everybody's confronting this criminal. Good job.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have known that over the last decade, major institutions, colleges, research facilities, getting over 90% of their funding, taxpayer money, have been told if they don't say the earth's going to flood, that everybody's going to basically die, that they will have their funding withheld. Now we have the internal emails from the top climatology university nexusing in from England with the United States and Europe on how to punish people, how to persecute them, how to keep their studies from coming out, how to cut their funding. Incredible Infowars.net story just went up by Steve Watson. ClimateGate, peer-reviewed system was hijacked. Dissenting viewpoints on warming were shut out regardless of their scientific merit. We need this to go mega viral, ladies and gentlemen, along with the other stories written by Paul Joseph Watson at prisonplanet.com. And I'm going to give you those headlines here in just a moment. Also, I meant to only do a 10-minute video. I ended up doing two videos. It's about 12 minutes long. Part one is up. Part two is uploading now. We're going to play those later in the hour. We need this to go totally viral, this special video where I boil it all down in about 12 minutes. But the other articles are global warming on trial, Inhofe calls for investigation of UN IPCC, ClimateGate. This is so important. Call for independent inquiry into ClimateGate as global warming fraud implodes. That's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's the most lengthy, detailed article because people are really interested in this. This is the number one, according to Google, internet search right now is ClimateGate. People want to know. Get it out to local radio, local TV, your school council. Everyone must know that when they're brainwashing your kids, telling them everybody's going to die if you don't accept global government, that it is a giant stinking fraud. This is so important. Dr. Tim Ball is going to be on the radio show tomorrow to break down the significance of the hacked documents. The Church of Climatology is being exposed. We've got a great D's illustration image up on the front page of Infowars.com. In fact, go to Infowars.com. Let's show folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv right now that radio listeners can just go to Infowars.com and look at it for themselves. Right now, let's go to John in Florida. John in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, how you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm really excited. If we use this information against them, I mean, they are caught red-handed, but they're trying to act like it's no big deal. If we respond with this info and go viral, it's over. This is total inside proof of corruption, proof of racketeering. This will destroy them.
Indeed, indeed. I just shipped the link out on Facebook. Now, you say on the climate change, have you actually read the Copenhagen Treaty?
Yes, we have the Copenhagen Treaty here, calling for global governance, global taxes, global regulatory body. We've covered it many times.
Now, through what I've read, my understanding of it, the way it looks to me as a constitution for global government, the way...
No, they admit. They say it is the constitution for world government. Once a nation votes to get in, they can't get out unless a unanimous vote of the nations lets you out. It gives them the UN total control with a private IMF that you pay your taxes to. It's all in there.
Which, of course, they won't allow that to happen because they need all the nations on board to maintain a global government. I spread the word throughout through a couple of my friends who actually turned me on to InfoWars and Prison Planet a couple months ago. I enjoy all your videos. They're very eye-opening. I like to think I was open to all this stuff before until I was turned on to you and all the information you've released. And I'm in awe at what's going on underneath my eyes right now, having all my rights stripped from me and everything. It's bogus.
John, God bless you. Spread the word. That's why I get so excited. I mean, I know what the cost is. I know the landscape. I understand just how serious this is. This isn't just some good old boy corruption we're dealing with. That's bad enough. This is scientific dictatorship set up with a pyramidal power structure by the New World Order, openly admitting a declaration of world tyranny, a war against humanity in their Club of Rome documents, in their UN documents. Paul Watson has them all linked in the story he wrote. I mean, it is so important. And I almost wish Paul and Kurt and Steve would have given even more bombshell type headlines like shocker, because the media is just trying to backpedal this like it's no big deal. Oh, okay, they talked about persecuting scientists that didn't agree. Oh, they talked about how to fake data to say the world was getting warmer when they knew it was getting colder. Eh, what's the big deal? This is huge. And I knew it would be. I mean, look at this. London Telegraph, and the same thing's now happening in the U.S. Everyone in Britain could be given personal carbon allowance. Everyone in Britain would be given an annual carbon ration and be penalized if they use too much fuel, the head of the environmental agency will say. Well, 2 years ago, I had one of the top scientists over there who came up with the idea for the carbon tax, and they said that this would be worldwide. The UN is openly saying this. This is the plan. Oregon, Washington State, California are trying to pass these. It'll track everything you do. The national health ID card in the U.S. is going to be used, and you're going to swipe that card to see how healthy you are, what you're eating, guilty until proven innocent, everything you do monitored. This is total control. It's so diabolical that I don't even have words to describe all the nuances and facets. The huge global corporate state admits they came up with this as a plan to smother all competition, to shut down selectively whoever they want, to tax industry out of existence. They will decide what science systems you can have. They will decide what you can build. They will decide through a global body who gets to have factories, who gets to have new technologies. Global body needs a direct green technology. G77 says developed nations call for UN body to police battle on climate change, as if the nations, no, the corrupt G20 that controls them did. a green technology body with powers to direct a worldwide transition away from a high carbon economy. Powers to direct is needed to combat climate change. Well, what do you think the IPCC, what do you think the UN Convention on Climate Change does? Read it. In fact, I cleaned the desk off. You cleaned the desk off last week, and I think that's out there in the boxes, the whole highlighted thing. There's so much corruption, I can't even cover it all. According to the world's developing nations, while most negotiations ahead of the UN's climate summit in Copenhagen next month have been concerned with which nations should slash greenhouse gas emissions and how by how much, the method in which these cuts will be achieved has received far less attention. Yet the importance of green technology, from wind turbines to electric cars to zero carbon buildings, is enormous. See, they make it sound good, like it's all these great technologies. No, it's an iron-fisted control over everything. You think you're losing your jobs now or getting your pay cut with the economy shutting down? The bankers engineered that. The same banks are behind this system. They wrote it. They want to destroy the economy because they create the fiat currency. They want to buy it all up. Don't you understand? Life is going to be living hell under this, and we've got a chance to beat it. We have their internal emails. They're a pack of criminals, Al Gore and all of them. Whew. Helen in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's a true pleasure to get to speak with you. I've been listening for a while, first-time caller. Listen, I'm calling in behalf of someone that I know would love to be breaking this news with you. He has a local radio station. As a matter of fact, he follows you. And when people call into the station and complain about the Power Hour and Alex Jones, they include his show, The Voice of Truth.
Right, okay, now, we're on three affiliates in Tennessee. Which affiliate is it?
The one in Millington, 1380.
Oh, that's WBCR.
No, WLMK, I think it is.
WLMK, I apologize, I can't.
I know, and I don't know them. But this man, he is a true patriot, willing to stick his neck out to help restore our liberties and wake up the people. He's the only local radio host that tells
give us the frequency again and when his show's on.
Well, it's on at 1380 a.m., and it comes on at 3 o'clock immediately following you, but he is in court, not able to. I don't know if they'll do a rebroadcast today or what. He's in court being railroaded by the Good Old Boy Network. His family's under attack, probably due to the fact that he ran for county executive. They rigged the votes. He had he was challenging the Tipton County general election for fraud. Almost everyone connected with this court case is...
No, Tennessee's got a lot of great people, but it's famous for boss hogs. They've even had towns have to revolt against the government before and remove them. So what are they trumping up on him?
Well, everyone connected with this case just about is related to that case of challenging the fraud. Okay, he has had two dogs killed. The last one he got arrested for, even though they killed his dog, shot at him and shot it towards his wife and him.
Wow. Well, what's his name?
And the people, the guy that did it, got absolutely no charges. I mean, it's crazy, upside down, wrong side out.
Well, that's how the mafia works. But what's his name?
His name is Mike Parsons. I have sent you emails about this.
Yeah, man, we're just wallowing in 10,000 emails a day, hundreds of letters. And we're being hit from all sides ourselves. We're battling piles of government corruption in front of us. But I'm sorry to hear that that's happening to him. But luckily, he's on a good radio station. And I want to thank that radio station for carrying the show. And I want to tell everybody then to certainly check into this and try to support this fellow. And to those that call in complaining about my show afterwards, they ought to call into this show. What are they complaining about? That we were right about everything? Are they calling in?
They just don't like the job. They don't want to see the full truth.
Well, hey, that's why they're going to lose their dollar. That's why they're going to lose their country. That's why they're going to lose everything. Because they want to be slaves, and I feel sorry for them. But the good news is most of the American people are waking up, and people should support that affiliate and their local sponsors. God bless you, man. Appreciate your call, Helen. John, Mike, Tony, and others, stay with us. Let's jam in as many calls as possible. I'm going to play some of these video audio clips where I really break down what's happening with the global carbon tax takeover and these secret documents that have been leaked, been hacked, then I'm going to blitz through a bunch of news I haven't hit yet. Right now, let's go to John in West Virginia. John, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Man.
Great news.
Yeah, we've got a huge opportunity here to really, really expose these people.
So now, will we be able to download this so we can, you know, make copies? Because I mean, I know school teachers and, you know, and doctors. And say,
yes, we will post for PrisonPlanet.tv members a higher quality full 12-minute video of this so you can DivX burn it to disk and give it to everybody.
Okay, thank you. And see, I live in coal country, and you can see them destroying jobs left and right because the company that I work for, we take care of a lot of the clothes and the manufacturing, some of the stuff that they use, and you know, I mean, they're laying off left and right. And then in the headlines, they put, you know, governor for to save coal, Ray Hall, you know, to make, you know, and we've got the biggest eugenist for our senator in the world. So,
have you heard? Yeah, Jay Rockefeller's the kingpin of it all in the U.S. He's now taking over for David. And have you heard the Obama speeches where he promises to bankrupt coal?
No, I haven't seen those. Are they on YouTube? Can we?
Yeah, just Google. Obama says they promises to bankrupt coal. He's given a bunch of speeches where they say they're going to have a 50% tax on all coal, 51% of the energy in the U.S. for factories, homes, businesses comes from coal. And Bill Clinton blocked one mine that had enough to run the country for over 100 years in Utah. So they don't want the clean burning coal either. The oil companies want to shut down the coal companies because the coal companies aren't owned by a monopoly.
Yeah, it's getting pretty thin here. I mean, in my town, back when I graduated 22 years ago, there were over 85,000 people in my town, and now there's less than 50.
America is being deindustrialized by design, John. I appreciate your call. It's all being done by design. Mike in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Alex, I listened to your show, and, you know, I've seen, you know, the Obama deception and, you know, just saw the, you know, the falling of the poll of the Republic. You know, I want to thank you for all your work. It's very important. I just had a couple questions for you.
Sure.
This question about the dollar, it's very scary. Just my first question is with the war that they have against the dollar, what's going to happen to our dollars?
Okay.
If they go to an Amero.
They're not going to probably go to an Amero. Okay. The UN has talked about an Amero. They've talked about a global Phoenix. Instead, they're bypassing all that to SDRs in between central banks where they'll have their own digital currency above us. Then they will set, through the new IMF superbank, carbon credit taxes, derivatives, money wire transfers, other taxes on energy. And so you will still have dollars. They will just be devalued, and other currencies are to be devalued because of global inflation. And it's a hidden tax on the people. And then you're going to biometrically thumbprint and face scan even when you pay with cash. And you're going to have to swipe your national ID card as part of the sales tax and the carbon tax. So it's going to go to a carbon-based backed global tax and a global sales tax shared regionally. But you'll still use cash. But even if you use cash, it will be registered by the swiping of the card. So they're going to a cashless society.
Wow. My other questions are just, you know, I just saw your video and something that was written on YouTube is, you know, we know about this, like, what can we do to stop this? I know about, you know, speaking to our, you know, politicians and things
like that. You stop it by calling talk radio. You stop it by doing access shows, by going to city council, by calling Congress, by going, look. Here's their internal emails, taking the great articles we've written that have all the links and documentation, printing them off, emailing them. First, we've got to create a huge buzz so everybody learns about the fraud and understands this isn't about environmentalism. It's about hijacking economies for a select group of corporations to be able to shut down all their competition. Okay, so first we've got to get the truth out that they admit these emails are real, that the internal people running this know it's a fraud, that they persecuted scientists that have told the truth, so we can defeat the Copenhagen Treaty, defeat the Global Greenhouse Treaty in the Senate, defeat the bill in the Senate that's passed the House, and just further discredit the system so that it's unable to pass all these laws. Then at the state level, the globalists are coming in and passing greenhouse gas tax laws. You've got to go into the schools where they're brainwashing the kids. You've got to make the schools stop teaching these lies. We have to get up, get angry, and say no. I appreciate your call. As for the dollar dying, I don't think the public realizes all we have left is that fiat currency. As it gets devalued, that's going to create massive inflation on top of the depression. So we're going to have a depression with inflation on top of it. That's as bad as it gets. Battle stations, battle stations, battle stations, fellow info warriors. Key secret documents have been hacked by wonderful pro-liberty, pro-truth spies for freedom. We must use this information to go out and educate the public that the man-made climate change hoax is over and show them the UN Maurice Strong and State Department Memorandum 200 documents and the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 and the 2002 Rio de Janeiro Charter with Maurice Strong saying they're going to shut down all our industry after they bankrupt us with the banks, how they would then bring in carbon taxes to shut everything down. Then when you become destitute, the CPS will take your children and raise them in huge dormitories. This is already beginning in the U.S. and England. It is so diabolical, so hellish. Top eugenicists are behind the global warming movement to list carbon dioxide that plants breathe and humans exhale as a toxic waste, in the words of the Club of Rome, 1991, to wage war against humanity. To have the state wage war to remove at least 80% of the population. The biological diversity assessment is only the beginning. The Georgia Guidestones are only the beginning. We have eco-science written by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren. How they're putting poison in the water supply to sterilize you and give you cancer. How they're poisoning you through the vaccines. We are under attack. We are under attack. These people are not liberals. They're not conservatives. They are scientific dictators who want the future for themselves. You are under attack. Now, there's two videos, and put them up on screen. I want to give people the headline on this video. There are two videos going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. They're being posted in all the major articles we've written today. When we're done playing these videos, I'm going to cover some other key news and take a few calls. And I am asking everyone to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. These are going up right now to get part one and part two. And again, what's the headline? Climate Gate Part 1, Climate Gate Part 2. It's on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And it's titled Infowars.com, Climate Gate 1, Climate Gate 2, Emergency Viral Transmission. Infowars.com, Climate Gate 1, Emergency Viral Transmission, Climate Gate 2, Emergency Viral Transmission. Viral trans, these are spikes. We're driving in the vampires' hearts with pleasure. This will absolutely devastate these criminals, these Church of Climatology fraudsters that have your children right now in public schools nationwide, worldwide, brainwashing them, telling them to tattle on their parents. New York Times with the kids being told to write their parents fake tickets. They're called climate cops. I mean, you can't make this up. Teaching kids that at age 11, their climate credits run out and they should commit suicide. ABC News saying it's good. You cannot make up the bold, out of control, fraudulent scam that these people are running. It is such a joke. The big central banks have engineered this to bring in a Malthusian, neo-feudalistic serf system. Here is part one of the video, live on the radio and at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Friends, it is November 23rd, 2009. This is the most important video concerning man-made climate change that we've ever made. This is one of the most important video press releases that I have ever released. Last week, hackers broke into a university computer system in England. The chief UN climate center, the main source of information they quote in their different reports. and they released thousands of emails. We've now had a chance to read over these emails. It's in the Associated Press. It's in Reuters. It's the BBC is covering it. It is a huge international story now known as Climategate. And we've had a chance to go over these documents, and it only confirmed what we previously knew. Al Gore, 2 years ago, got caught claiming that carbon dioxide goes up and then temperatures go up. He actually flipped the graphs. Temperature goes up and then carbon dioxide goes up. Different universities and some of the ones named in these emails have been caught faking temperature readings from buoys and weather stations around the world. They always claim it's an accident. This chief United Nations scientist, Phil Jones, over the last 5 years has refused to release any of his data, though it's being used for the UN to call for this global climate tax and to ban big televisions and to put tax on beef and taxes on having more than one child, a total control of our society, and they won't release the source data. And that's one of the main reasons that the hackers obviously went into this system and got these emails, because they wanted the climate data. They wanted to force it to be publicly published, not just a boil-down synopsis, because so much of what is in these reports put out by this university and others has already been proven to be a fraud. And when scientists come out and say, well, your information is a fraud, and we have the actual weather readings from the sources you quoted, they say, shut up, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're paid by the oil companies, we're not going to let you look at our data. Now we know what happened, and this is so huge. And I'm going to go over the spin they're putting out to try to cover this up, because if this story in full gets out to the public, the global climate tax is over. And we're going to play some clips coming up of the new EU president and others admitting that the global climate tax is the key to global government, global governance. These are quotes from them. The global government is here. It was Enron came up with the idea of the carbon tax in the mid-90s with Al Gore. It's a scam. And it has nothing to do with the environment. And they're on the verge of passing this in Copenhagen next month and here in the United States with the climate bill now in the Senate that's passed the House. So this couldn't have come out at a more important time. So here are a few key points that I've listed here that I want to go over. This is Climategate, number one. Number two, the emails are real. Number three, all the key UN data comes from these fraudulent sources. They would not show the public their data. This is scientific fraud and persecution of scientists that disagreed with them. That's also in the emails, how to persecute, how to blacklist, how to fire people, how to shut people down. I mean, this is criminal racketeering. We need a real investigation of this. Why the fraud? What are the goals of this system? And to use a Star Wars analogy, these several thousand emails are the Death Star plans. But having the Death Star plans is only part of it. We now have to carry out an attack in the info war with this information. We're going to have full reports, in fact they're already up, at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com detailing all of this. This is a worldwide tax, a fraud against you and your family. You need to educate yourselves immediately and then educate your friends, your family, your neighbors, your elected representatives, your public servants, because this fight is all coming to a head right now. I also want to salute the hackers. They did something the police, MI5, the FBI wouldn't do. There have been Freedom of Information Act requests in the U.S. and similar requests in England that have never released this data. They're scared to release it. It's now public. So I salute the hackers. I don't know who you are, but your white hat hackers are the greatest epic level. I absolutely bow to you with total respect. Thank you so much. Because this is also an example for future hackers to really do important work. This is beautiful. This is epic. And I salute you. All right, briefly. This is Climategate. This can bring down their whole system. Because all the other fraud they've been caught in, they always say is an accident. They also have the fraud of saying there's a total consensus. Not one scientist doesn't believe that carbon dioxide's deadly poison and that we're all going to die if we don't tax it or ban it or restrict it when humans exhale 5.5 pounds of it. So they're also saying there's total consensus, even though 30,000+ scientists sent letters to Congress.
Okay, that's part one. Now we're going to play part two. And I need everybody to get part one and part two and get them out to
most scientists.
We need to get it ready for everyone, part one and part two, going up on Infowars.com, going up on PrisonPlanet.com. I meant to make this under 10 minutes, ended up being about 12, so that's why we had to cut it in two. Get it out to everyone, because in this 12 minutes, I break it all down. Here is part two.
Most of the scientists that signed on to the UN document said they were only consulted, that they don't even agree with it. So that's another fraud. But the issue here is the emails are real. Read the Associated Press. Read Reuters. Read the articles where they've called these scientists that are in these emails, these climatologists, and talked to them about it. And they've said, well, yes, we were hacked, and those are our emails, but they're being interpreted wrong. But see, there's a separate media spin right now where the press is saying, well, we don't know if the emails are real. No. The university admits they were hacked, several thousand emails were stolen, and they're now spinning, saying, oh, well, this is being taken out of context. Quotes by Phil Jones to other climatologists writing to colleagues about graphs showing climate statistics over the last millennium. He alludes to techniques used by a fellow scientist to hide the decline. And it goes on to say, from 61 for Keith to hide the decline in temperature since 1961. So over and over again, hide the decline, how to manipulate the data. And so understand, they're admitting they were hacked, and they're now countering the email saying, well, you're misinterpreting what I said. They themselves, because the media contacted them quickly, now they're not talking to the media. They figured out how they screwed up. They're going, well, I didn't mean that when I said it, or, well, you're misinterpreting what I said. They've now, the source has now confirmed these emails. Go read them for yourself on InfoWars.com or PrismPlanet.com. There's thousands of them. We're trying to go through them right now. The worst stuff's coming out every hour. Write your own articles. Post your own blogs. Dig through it. This is a community research project. This is so exciting. So we have that going on. The emails are real. All the key data. This particular university that Nexus did with the Goddard Space Center in the U.S. and others, the Climate Research Unit, a leading global research center on climate change run by Professor Phil Jones. He is sourced and quoted everywhere as the one that gives all the data to the UN and then all the other scientific firms funded by the government, both private and governmental, then just agree with it. And then it's heresy if you question it. So that's going on. All their key data comes from this. This is the bottom card in the house of cards of the first domino, and it's now falling. And it's so essential that everyone get out there ahead of this media spin, because the media, even though the people that wrote the emails are admitting they wrote them, the media is trying to spin it saying, well, we don't know if those emails are real. And I predict the establishment's now going to insert fake emails in the coming days to try to disease the entire honeypot so that the media can then come out and try to discredit it. Kind of like it's admitted that Bush didn't go to a lot of his Air National Guard duties, but then some fake documents were put out by Karl Rove that CBS picked up, then discrediting the whole thing. So look for that trick. We know how they operate. Obviously, this is scientific fraud. They've already been proven that their data was wrong. Now we know it was on purpose. But another big issue when you read these emails is, how do we get this guy fired? How do we have different scientific groups blackball this person? How do we remove their funding? How do we get this journal suspended? How do we stop these people from being able to submit to scientific journals? So this is a giant collusion, almost like the Catholic Church trying to stop Galileo from when he noticed that the moons of Jupiter were orbiting. He did mathematic calculations and could tell that the Earth was actually orbiting the sun. So we have that going on. So incredible intimidation. They need to be raided. Their hard drives need to be grabbed. Their filing cabinets. Their communiques. Because they're pushing for a global government, global tax through all of this. An international system to control our lives. We're going to play that Von Rompuy clip here.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission, our presidency, is one of hope, supported by acts and by deeds.
You look at the new head of the European Union. He is on record saying first year of global governance through the Copenhagen Treaty and the carbon tax. He's also quoted as calling for global management of the planet through the environmental crises. That's why the big banks, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, the Bank of England, all the money people are funding the climate change system, because then they get to have a global government that manages and taxes the life-giving gas, carbon dioxide, that plants breathe. So we need a real investigation. And we know why there's all this fraud. We know what their goals are. Listing what plants breathe what all human activity produces as a toxic waste that they can regulate. It gives them total control over every facet of our lives. And they're in the news saying that they're going to decide what technologies can be developed, what technologies are going to be banned. London Guardian, global body needs to direct green technologies, G77 says, developed nations call for UN body to police battle on climate change. So that's going on. We're going to be covering this more in subsequent videos, but the emails, the documents, boil downs of all the other previous fraud, the intimidation of scientists, it's all on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If we force this out into the public, which is already starting to happen, and expose the spin and show people what's really happening, we can blow this thing sky high in the info war. This is the equivalent of Bothans stealing the Death Star plans. Now we have to use these plans. I hope you understand the level of this. They admit the emails are real. This is meant to set up a world government in their own words. This is all being decided on right now. This is a godsend. This is one of the greatest blows against the new world order I've ever seen. Last week, it passed out of committee in the House. They have 311 votes. It's sure to pass a strong audit the Fed bill. The Senate tried to strip it. Some House members tried to strip it. They failed there. We're having victory after victory after victory. In my film, Fall of the Republic, details how the banks are setting up this climate dictatorship, this dictatorship over resources. So please watch that film. We're going to put a link to it up in the corner here on YouTube to watch it in full for free. Give it to everyone you know. This film cost me $200,000 to make. You can buy the DVD at InfoWars.com if you want to support us. But to all of you out there, this is not pearls before swine. This will annihilate the New World Order and their agenda. This has caught them red-handed, and they need to be brought to justice, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for watching. Now, the rest is up to you. The ball's in your court. Please take action. ClimateGate. It can bring them down.
ClimateGate, ladies and gentlemen. Those videos at the Alex Jones channel at YouTube and on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to come back and hit a few final news stories. I meant to get to more calls. We just ran out of time. I'm going to come back and hit a few final non-ClimateGate related issues that are important. I also wanted today to tell you about a few of the sponsors that I believe in that made this radio show possible. One of them is ecolablue.com, their atmospheric water generator that grabs water right out of the air. Surprised the UN hasn't listed water as evil yet, but they probably will. And it goes through 7 filters. It ends today at midnight, last day to get 20% off on the Ecola Blue 28. They only do this every few months, 20% off. And the sale ends today. It began last Thursday. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com. To get 20% off, tell them Alex Jones sent you or give them a call, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com. And lastly here, I wanted to thank FrontSight, FrontSight.com, world-class firearms training, no drill instructor, attitude. You can get a free Springfield Armory XD caliber in the caliber of your choice. You attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. That's FrontSight.com, like the front of your rifle. They have a lot of other great information on the site, FrontSight.com. Check it out and get your free firearm at FrontSight.com. Don't procrastinate. Take action today. That's FrontSight.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, final segment here. As you know, there was some bad news this week. I kept telling everybody the Senate was going to pass to go to full debate the next month, and they got the 60 votes they needed with the government takeover of health care. So that is a fight for our lives. Obama's health care bill clears first major Senate hurdle. Batch of H1N1 vaccine recalled for severe reactions. This is out of Canada, and this is out of healthzone.ca. A batch of swine flu vaccine is being pulled back for investigation after it appeared to cause a higher rate of severe allergic reactions than other lots. See, they all do that. GlaxoSmithKline Inc., which is producing the Canadian order of H1N1 influenza vaccine at its Stifoy, Quebec, said it asked provincial and territorial health authorities Wednesday to stop using doses from a specific lot shipment distributed last month. And it's now coming out that researchers believe in Ukraine that Baxter and other vaccine trials may be causing the super outbreak that's happening there. We'll cover that more tomorrow. By the way, Charlie Sheen's on the show tomorrow. Climatologist Tim Ball is on, who's been targeted by these people to break down ClimateGate, and a bunch of other big guests tomorrow. It's an amazing broadcast right before Thanksgiving that we've got coming up. I've been meaning to cover this. The secret UN treaty that Obama declared national security on and every other government in concert won't release has been leaked as well. It says no judge, no jury. They're just going to ban you from ever using the internet off IP addresses if you're ever caught file sharing. Restricts free speech. Boing Boing's got a great article on it. Britain's new internet law, as bad as everyone's been saying, and worse, much, much worse. And they have quotes from the law that mirrors the treaty, because they have these treaties and they have the local nations that have to pass laws to get in line with the treaty. So that is some of the news I had there as well. Also, Sarah Palin, thousands of people camping out in freezing weather to meet with her at book signings, thousands and thousands for book signing. This woman quit as governor. She's a joke. She's a neocon. They hold her up as the great patron of conservatism because they can destroy her in the next election. If she's on the ticket, Obama will beat her. And imagine if we could get all these mindless Palin supporters to become true patriots and go confront Al Gore by the thousands. Though that is starting to happen. Also, there's an analysis from the AP. Fed under fire as public anger mounts. Suddenly, the Federal Reserve is everybody's punching bag. And it goes on to talk about how in polls, between 75% and 80%+ absolutely hate them and blame them for everything. Well, yeah, they are the real shadow government. And so a lot of exciting things are happening. Bizarre story out of Reuters. Radiation leak investigated at Three Mile Island. Federal officials are investigating a radiation leak at Three Mile Island, scene of the worst U.S. nuclear power accident, but said Sunday there was no threat to public safety. Also, another guy was in a coma for 23 years. Thank God they didn't pull the plug on him. He's been revived, and turns out for 23 years he's been totally awake. Can you imagine the hell of being locked in your body while all that's happening? Also, newspaper circulation may be worse than it looks. Total implosion of the newspapers because they're a bunch of lying scum. Newspapers that tell the truth are actually doing well. And I've got to get better at plugging stuff early in the show because I tend to plug all 4 hours of sponsors right here at the end, but they make the show possible. In closing, I want to thank Silver Lungs. I want to tell you about SilverLungs.com. The Silver Lungs trademark generator is a highly cost-effective colloidal silver generator and lung delivery system that produces pure and endless colloidal silver and delivers the solution directly to the bloodstream. The mucous membrane of the respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens. The Silver Lung generator instantly arms these mucous membranes with nano-sized silver. Go to SilverLungs.com and be sure to check out their complete line of colloidal silver generators and very affordable, ready-made ionic silver solutions, or check out their banner on PrisonPlanet.com. That's Silver Lungs, like the lungs you breathe with, SilverLungs.com. I want to thank all the sponsors. Be sure and support our local AM and FM sponsors. Everybody else out there who supports us and gets the word out, the free podcast and the listen page of Infowars.com. Keep spreading the word about that. Jam-packed show in the first hour. I broke down ClimateGate. You missed any of that, it restarts now on the Infowars.com streams. Great job, crew. Great job, Genesis. See you back live tomorrow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 Hz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.